home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. This is the First Period Play-by-Play with Derek and Peter. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Back to the South Point Toyota broadcast booth, high above the ice here at Honda Center in Anaheim, where the Flames will wrap up a two-game trip to Southern California by renewing their rivalry with the Anaheim Ducks. It is now time to introduce you to tonight's starting lineups. We'll begin with the starters for Bill Peters Flames. At forward, it is the first line of Sean Monahan between Johnny Gaudreau and Elias Lindholm. On defense, the first pairing, at least new-look first pairing, of Mark Giordano and Rasmus Anderson. And in goal, it is Cam Talbot. And starting for Dallas Eakins Ducks up front, Adam Henrik between Rickard Rakell and Jakob Silverberg. On the back end, Hampus Lindholm paired up with Josh Manson. And in net, it is John Gibson. Tonight's starting lineups were brought to you by Alpine Credits. Own your home? Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits, homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca. Just getting set for the opening faceoff. It'll be brought to you by Eastside Dodge, Calgary's number one Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealership for 14 straight years. Stop by eastsidedodge.com or call 403-273-4313 and tell them Lanny sent you. It's Lindholm versus Henrik for the opening faceoff. The Flames win it, and we are under play for the first period of play here at Honda Center. The Flames with their road white jerseys on, moving from right to left on your radios in this opening period. The Ducks with their home blacks from left to right. And the Flames are into the forecheck, trying to get something going earlier. Here's Anderson with a shot from the right point, and he hammers it wide. Giordano jars the puck free. Silverberg trying to clear. Does slide it out to center ice. Henrik will slide it ahead to Silverberg. He steps in and shoots, and that shot gets blocked by Anderson. Blocking me on the Flames net, gobbled up by Gaudreau, moves it to Monahan, and he slides it up the middle of the ice to Lindholm, who shoots it into the Duck zone, and the Flames will make a change. And Lou, I talked to TJ Burley earlier today and asked him about the importance of a good start. He said it's crucial against the Ducks tonight.
Crucial every night and crucial at the start and end of every period.
Michael Frolik will backhand the puck to be on the Ducks net. Racing in Matthew Tkachuk. He tries to feed it in front, but his pass is intercepted by Cam Fowler. And now Michael Backlund bowls right over Michael Delzato as the Ducks will clear it out to center. Backlund races out to get it. He'll flip it up the right wing boards to Frolik, who taps the puck to Tkachuk. Tkachuk gets stuck between a couple of Ducks, and the puck will squirt free and across the ice to Delzato. He plays it rink wide. Ryan Getzlaff overskates it. Backlund's going to grab it and drop it off to Frolik, who gives it back to Backlund. He steps in and leaves it for Tkachuk. Tkachuk to Backlund, out in front. Frolik had an open net, and the puck bounced off the blade of his stick and just wide. Here come the Ducks the other way. Puck is kicked in by Troy Terry. Ends up bouncing back to the right point. Corbinian holds her to Nick Ritchie with a shot and a tough first touch for Cam Talbot. But he grabs that long shot with his glove and holds on.
We expected which two lines to come over the boards first. They do almost every night. The Monahan line to start, then the Backlund line, and the Backlund line, who gave up an early goal last night, created a great opportunity on a three-way passing play, Derek. I don't think Michael Frolik was quite ready for what could have been a tap-in on the doorstep on a lovely feed from Matthew Tkachuk.
Faceoff coming up to Talbot's left. Milan Lucic wins that draw. He's been really good in the faceoff circle, going 6-for-7 so far this season for the Flames. Ducks do hold the puck in. Stick handling top of the far circle. Nick Ritchie drops it back, but his pass intended for Troy Terry swatted away, and Lucci tries to clear but can't. It's held in left wing side. Here's Rickard Rakell out in front, and Talbot gets his glove on the loose puck and will hold on as Michael Stone has some words with Sam Steele. All right, let's get to tonight's Keys to Victory now. They are brought to you by Marlboro Ford.
Be the hardest working team in the game, first and foremost, and execute at key times. Pretty good beginning to this hockey game.
Tonight's Keys to Victory were brought to you by Marlboro Ford. At Marlboro Ford, they're about helping you buy a vehicle, not selling you one. Marlboro Ford is about you. Face off to Talbot's left. The on-ice officials for this hockey game are Gord Dwyer and Kendrick Nicholson, the linesman Vaughn Rohde and Devin Berg. Mark Jankowski wins a defensive zone draw versus Carter Rowney. And the Flames have cleared up the far boards, not out, but now Jankowski is able to grab it and play it ahead to Tobias Reeder. Chips the puck into the duck zone where Alan Klein takes over, making his 2019-2020 debut for the Flames here tonight. Klein goes right point to Travis Hammond, who whips it behind the duck's net. Reeder will one-hand it up the near boards to Jankowski, drops Noah Hanifin across to Hamannik with a shot partially blocked, and now Reeder tries to swap the puck towards the net, but has a shot blocked, and Rowney will take over and send it out to center ice and to Nicholas Deslauriers. He shoots the puck behind the Flames net. Hanifin hurries back to get it, bounces it off the end boards to Hamannik, who moves it ahead. His pass ends up bouncing over the blade of Reeder's stick, and the Flames will dump it down the ice and make a line change as we get to the three-minute mark of the first period here at Honda Center in Anaheim. Well, the Flames and the Ducks are still scoreless. Here comes Hampus Lindholm up the left wing side, but his pass is broken up, and the puck is cleared out by Monahan. Ducks will bring it back in. Raquel steps into the far corner, tries a sharp angle shot, but it's blocked by Giordano. And now it's picked up in the near corner by Henrique. Plays it right point. Josh Manson moves it down low into the near corner to Silverberg, who gets hit by Giordano, but hangs onto the puck. Now he gets pushed off the puck by Anderson. He was able to knock it ahead to Gaudreau, and he'll scamper out to center. Gaudreau trips it up the left wing boards. Monahan chasing, can't catch up to it. Gaudreau grabs it and tries to drop it, but Lindholm gets caught flat-footed, and Raquel will skate it out to center, cross the red line, and whip it in behind the Flames net as both teams start to change. And a pretty fast-paced first periods, almost 4 minutes in. Puck loose in the neutral zone. Stone grabs it and then gives it right to Andre Kasha, who steps in and feeds it in front. Silverberg runs out of room before he can shoot. Here's Kasha now. Down low, his pass eludes the captain, Ryan Getzlaff, as Frolik will clear it out to center. It's picked up there and brought right back in by Kasha, but he is beaten across the blue line by Max Comtois, and the Ducks are offside on the play. Faceoff coming up outside of the Flames blue line. Inside of that blue line, a starting goaltender, Cam Talbot, stopped 17 of 20 shots in his regular season debut for the Flames, a 3-1 loss to the Sharks a week ago tonight. And then he stopped all 8 shots in relief of David Rittich in the third period of last night's 4-1 loss versus the Kings. Lou, he's been really good against the Ducks in his career, a 2.27 goals against average and a .928 save percentage in 14 career games against these guys.
The last time he played in this rink, January 6th, a 39 save shutout.
Flames could use one of those tonight. They've lost 28 of their last 29 games here at Honda Center in Anaheim, and it was a Mike Smith shutout that snapped a NHL record-long 25-game losing streak in this building. Puck is bounced off the boards and deep into the Flames zone. Talbot thought about coming out to get it. Retreats back into the blue paint as Austin Zarnik takes over far side. He gets knocked off the puck. Hanifin will grab it, and he bounces over the blade of Delzato's stick. And Zarnik catches up to it, tries to swing it out in front to Lucic, but the pass is broken up, and the puck is cleared down the ice. Here's Brody. A stretch pass ahead to Zarnik. He gets squeezed off the puck along the near boards by Holzer, though. And now it's cleared out to center by Jacob Larson. Ducks get it in deep. Talbot out of the net, plays it into the corner to Brody, and he'll throw it into a pile of players along the near boards, and Deslauriers will send it in behind the net from there. And there with a forecheck is Rowney. Can't come up with the puck. Deslauriers holds it in and throws it into the far corner to the former Flame Derek Grant, but he coughs it up, and now Jankowski picks it up and slides it right wing side to Klein, who comes in. Klein plays it in behind the Ducks net. Reeder in there on the forecheck. Can't come up with the puck, as Grant will send it out to center, and Rowney will glide across the red line and bounce it into the near corner. Takes a weird hop off a stanchion, and Talbot had to be alert to make sure that one didn't bounce off his leg and in. Here's Giordano, the Norris Trophy winner, bounces it off Quine stick at center and in behind the Ducks net as we approach the 6-minute mark of a still scoreless first period here in Anaheim. Here's Silverberg back to Manson. Now to center ice to Raquel, who plays it rink wide to Manson, who jumps up into the rush. Manson hit and knocked off the puck perfectly by Giordano as Monahan collects it behind the net but gives it away. Silverberg, stick handling, will leave it in behind the net for Henrique. Henrique back to the blue line to Lindholm. Lindholm with a shot, and it's wide off Silverberg's stick. Now Silverberg leaves it down low. Raquel feeds it in front. He had Henrique there, but he got tied up smartly by Elias Lindholm, and the Flames will clear it out. I think the Flames have done more good things in the first 6.5 minutes of this game than they did in 60 minutes against the Kings last night, Lou.
No argument here. Their attention to detail has been pretty good in a game where it's hard for either side to get much done.
Fast first period so far as Tkachuk gets into the forecheck, but John Gibson beats him to the puck. Flames trying to hold it into the forecheck as it comes free in the near quarter for Fowler. And he can't get it out. Hanifin holds it in left wing side. A backhand the puck in behind the Ducks net. Fowler catches up to it and flings it up the far side to Getzlaff, who makes a nice pass out to center ahead to Kasha, and he'll weave his way in. Kasha drops it, tries to get it back on the pass from Comtois, but he missed him. And now Tkachuk will clear it out. Backlund scampers across center and shoots the puck into the far corner as both teams change, with now 12:40 left in a scoreless first period here at Honda Center.
Bill's already made a change. He said he'd have a short leash. He's already put Zarnik up with Backlund and Tkachuk and moved Frolik.
Interesting. Battle for the puck in the Flames zone. It's picked up by Richie. Richie slides it down low to Steele. It turns into the near corner. Walks into the slot. Tries a shot, but a good stick there by Ryan to knock the puck away. And now Lucic is upended right at the Flames' blue line by Larson of all guys. And now Lucic, upset about that, gives Terry a shot in the back and then tries to hit Holzer and misses him. Looks like the Ducks have poked the bear here. Milan Lucic just took down Karbidian Holzer
in his 900th career game.
Now Terry's going to dump the puck into the far corner. Ducks changing. Flames will follow suit as Anderson takes a hit to make a play and slides it near side to Giordano. He takes a stiff body check from Delorier as the Flames will dribble the puck down the ice. Delzato trying to clear it out, ends up shooting it right over the glass and out of play, but it was deflected, so no delay of game call, and we'll take a timeout, which I could use to catch my breath. A fast-paced first period here at Honda Center in Anaheim. Shots on goal, 2 for the Ducks, 1 for the Flames. None of those 3 shots have gone in, though. Calgary and Anaheim are still scoreless. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
From the moment you walk in the door, you will feel the difference. As our supreme guest, enjoy a cappuccino and relax while we get caught up in the moment. Share your wishes and allow us to present Supreme. For over 70 years, Supreme Menswear has been a special gathering place. We are passionate about fashion and our community. We treat others as we wish to be treated. Let's accept and connect with each other. Thanks for supporting local dreams and cheering on our Flames.
Every day on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, we interact with our great listeners on the Glenmore Audi Fan Feedback text line. We always want to hear from you. Keep it clean, of course, but if you have a take on sports, agree or disagree with the guys, want to participate in the show, or whatever's on your mind, text away at 960-960. Remember, we are super sensitive and insecure. Not really. The Glenmore Audi Fan Feedback text line is always there for you. 960-960. Normal data rates may apply. It's time to fall for Audi. Get savings up to $6,500 with lease and finance rates starting at just 1.9%. Visit glenmoreaudi.com. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary Flames hockey continues on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. Always on your smart speaker. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary.
Following this game, you know what to stay tuned for. Many things, including the Shane Holmes save of the game for every save made by a Flames netminder. Shane Holmes will make a donation to a great cause, Kids Sport Calgary. Visit ShaneHolmes.com for the details.
11:42 left of the first period here at Honda Center in Anaheim. It's been a fast first period so far. Ducks and Calgary Flames are still scoreless. Told you about Cam Talbot, the guy at the other end of the ice. Faceoff's coming up to his right now, as a matter of fact, is John Gibson. Off to a great start this season, a 1.85 goals against average and a .941 save percentage in 6 games. More on him in a moment. Here's Monahan behind the Ducks net. Goes far quarter to Lindholm, who slides a pass right wing side. Anderson across to Giordano. And now near quarter to Gaudreau. Drops. Here's Giordano with a shot. Knockdown in front. It's loose out in front of the net. Gaudreau! Robbed by Gibson! A spectacular save!
was it ever. Good battle level by the Flames. Line led by Sean Monahan as they moved it nicely. Monahan won a battle in the middle of the rink against two players and ended up sweeping it to a wide open Johnny Gaudreau on the near side of the crease. And the only problem for Gaudreau, who doesn't have a point in four games, Derek, he fanned on it. He didn't get all of it, and that allowed Gibson to get across and make a marvelous save.
Here's an interesting stat on John Gibson. His .922 career save percentage is tied for highest in NHL history amongst goaltenders who have played in 200 or more games. The guys he's tied with, you may have heard of them. Johnny Bauer, Ken Dryden, and Dominic Hasek.
Pretty good class.
Wow.
You know what his career save percentage against the Flames is? .922.
Here comes Hamonic off the right wing side. He'll take it in behind the dog's net. Hamonic being whacked and hacked by Fowler, who steals the puck from him and makes a good outlet pass ahead to Raquel. And now Raquel moves it up the fireboards to Delzato. Banks it off the boards and out to center, and Silverberg will swat it into Flames territory. Hanifin gives it to Zardik, who sends it out to center ice to Kachuk. Comes it up the left wing side and floats the puck into the far corner. Backlund chasing after it. It's beaten there by Holzer and leaves it for Raquel, and he'll send it out to center ice ahead to Larson, who leads the charge, crosses the Flames blue line and shoots it in behind the net. Stone will back it up to his partner Brody, who bounces it off the boards and out to center, and Holzer will blast it right back in from there. Here's Stone in behind the net. Michael Stone, a healthy scratch in the last four games and in seven of the first nine games this season, but with Oliver Shillington sent down to clear some cap space, back in there for the Flames tonight. Gaudreau taking off the puck by Kasha, and Talbot will wander out of his net to get it before Kasha can catch up to it. Goaltender makes a good pass to center. Gaudreau goes right wing boards to Brody, and he'll fire it in behind the Ducks net. Here's Gibson, down to his knees, clears it up to far boards, not out. Anderson holds the puck in right point and gives it to Lindholm. His pass to Gaudreau gets broken up though, and Getzlaff makes a nifty move to buy himself some space. Gives it to Manson, who goes left wing side, and Comtois will shoot it in as the Ducks make a change. And as we have passed the 10-minute mark of the first period here at Honda Center, shots on goal are 2-2 in a tight defensive game, and we're still scoreless tonight. Here's Giordano, a hard pass to Lucic. He stumbles to the neutral zone. Terry will pick his pocket. Terry gets sandwiched between Ryan and Giordano, though, and the puck ends up back in the Flames zone. Here comes Anderson off the right wing side. He moves it up the middle to Ryan. He leaves the right wing side for Frolik. Frolik will step into the corner. Spin, but he gets knocked off the puck by Larson. Now Frolik steals it back. Frolik to Lucic, out in front to Ryan. Ryan to Frolik. He steps in, and he's stopped by Gibson. The shortest breakaway you'll ever see, and John Gibson robs Michael Frolik, and now Milan Lucic and Jacob Larson get into it again. I don't know if I'm picking this fight if I'm Larson, but he's right there with his hand on Lucic's jersey.
The young Swede, the former first-round pick, started to come into his own as an NHLer last year. I'm not sure that's the hill I want to die on. But he's sticking his nose right in there.
He's either really brave or really dumb. I don't know which one. Maybe both. 9:02 to play in the first period here at Honda Center in Anaheim, where the Flames have three shots to the Ducks two. It's been a fast-paced first period. Don't be fooled by those shots on goal. It's been a good game so far, and still a scoreless one here in Southern California. Back with more of the first period in a moment. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Canadians don't let weather slow us down. We get out there to work, to play, in the truck that more of us drive. The Ford F-150, built with capability to help you own every season, and smart technology that makes every job easier. Right now, get 0% purchase financing for up to 60 months plus over $8,000 in total value on select new 2019 F-150 models. Get the truck built for any season. Get your F-150 at your local Ford store or Ford.ca.
Sports Drive at 5 with Ryan Pinder.
Weekdays on the drive home, 5 to 6 p.m. Hockey is always big on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary Co-op Inside Hockey has the biggest story, newsmaker, or insider of the day. On the ice or off, you'll get the best from the 200 by 85 from Ryan Pinder.
On the air, online, on the Sportsnet mobile app, and always on your smart speaker.
Inside Hockey brought to you by Calgary Co-op. At Calgary Co-op, you'll find the best products from Western Canada down every aisle. Visit your local Calgary Co-op for the best from the West.
Inside Hockey is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary.
Here in Anaheim, the Flames and the Ducks are scoreless with 9:02 to play in the first period. And now to get us caught up on what's going on elsewhere with a look at the Envision Custom Renovations out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Peter Lombardius.
Late in the third, the Oilers in Winnipeg, no score. Jets in Edmonton, late in the third. 5:50 to go in the third in Chicago, where the Flames' next opponent, the Washington Capitals, lead Chicago 4-3. Earlier today, the Canucks over the Rangers 3-2, and the Wild dumped the Montreal Canadiens 4-3. The Calgary Hitmen rebounded from a 3-0 deficit to beat Medicine Hat 6-3. And in the NFL Sunday Nighter in the second quarter, Dallas 21, Philadelphia 7.
He's off to Gibson's right. Monahan loses the draw versus Grant, but knocks his former teammate down to the ice as Lindholm tries to clear it out and can't. Hamonic gets pulled over at the right point. Flames hold the puck in. Lindholm to Monahan. He steps in and shoots. He's stopped by Gibson. Loose puck in front. They jam away, and it bounces just wide of the net. Another close call for the Flames' first line. They've had a plethora of opportunities in this opening period tonight. Ducks will clear it out, and now here comes Grant in. Grant dangles behind the Flames' net, loses the puck, finds it, goes right point to Manson, and his shot goes off to Laurier's stick and wide to the far corner. Here's Hamonic, cross-checked by Grant. He'll leave it in behind the net for Monahan, who gives it to Gaudreau. Gaudreau will slide it across to Hamonic, who joins the rush, crosses center, and shoots the puck into the near corners. Both teams will change with just over 8 minutes left in the first period. The Flames, who gave up 20 shots in the second period versus the Kings last night, have held the Ducks to 2 shots in the first period tonight. And retrying a shot, misses the net. Now Tkachuk will grab the puck, spin, and slide it down the ice. Zarna catches up to it. He has Backlund in front, but great work by Delzato to cut him off and break up the pass. Here's Raquel now, off the middle of the ice to Henrique, who slides it left wing side, over to Delzato. Tries to go rink wide to Silverberg. Zarna comes back defensively to break up the pass. Now Silverberg will pick it up and behind the Flames net. Stick handles up the far boards and leaves it left point. Delzato with the drive. Talbot the save, and he kicks the puck out of harm's way and into the far corner. And Giordano will give it to Backlund, who clears it out to center.
Cam Talbot's best early work of the night.
Here is Larson. They'll send it out to center to Pasha, who's tripped up at the Flames blue line. Penalty call coming up here in the Ducks. With the game's first power play.
Mark Jankowski gets caught flat-footed in the neutral zone. Didn't move his feet. Andre Kasha, the former seventh-round pick, whipped around him, taken down, and the Ducks will enjoy the game's first power play.
And their power play has struggled mightily this season. Lou, they have a 6-2-0 record in their first 8 games. How they have that record with a power play that has gone 1-for-19, 5.3%, and is second worst in the league is almost beyond belief. The Senators, the only team in the league that has a worse power play percentage. The Ducks and the Senators tied for the fewest power play goals in the NHL. They've got one each. As for the Flames' penalty kill, it's actually been really good this season. 32-for-37, 86.5%, sixth in the NHL. Here's a shot by Fowler that bounces off a stick and wide of Talbot's net. And now Giordano will clear it out to center.
Tough break for the Flames. The faceoff got stuck in the linesman's skate and led directly to that decent chance by the Ducks.
Backlund and Frolik the forwards. Giordano and Hamonic the defenseman to start the penalty kill as the Ducks get set up again. Here's Fowler. Near half boards to Steele. Steele walks into the corner, spins, and plays the puck right forward to Fowler. Fowler walks the Flames' blue line, gets it back to Steele, top of the near circle. Steele, far corner, gets left, feeds it in front. And his pass misses Comtois. Here's Steele with it again. Right point to Fowler. Fowler goes far circle to Getzlaff, who centers it. Steele with a shot fought off by Talbot, who didn't know where the puck was, but it wasn't in his net. Here's Comtois. Left point to Getzlaff. The Ducks captain fakes a shot. Still has the puck just sitting there. Now slides it right point to Fowler. Fowler near circle to Steele. Steele in tight. Comtois centers it. But his pass for either Kosher or Getzlaff is broken up. And the Flames finally clear it down the ice.
Doesn't look much like a 5.3% power play on this one. And when you have Ryan Getzlaff and his 639 career assists, always helps.
Here comes Terry speeding it up the right wing side with 38 seconds remaining in the Jankowski minor. Just under 6 minutes to play in the first. Still no score. Here's Henrique with a shot. Kicked away by Talbot. Now Terry back to the blue line to Delzato, who goes far circle to Raquel. Raquel, rink wide to Terry. Terry stops near half boards. Swings it back to the blue line to Delzato. Delzato gives it right back to Terry. Terry tries to whip it across the ice to Raquel, but the pass is broken up smartly by Reeder. And the Flames clear it out. And now Raquel will pick it up and slide it right back in. Left wing side to Silverberg. He drops it, but his pass bounces over Terry's stick. And now Reeder's going to grab it and race down the ice. Reeder in up the left side, winds and fires a shot, but it's off Delzato's stick. Up over the glass and out of play as the Ducks' power play has come to an end. And no damage is done as the Flames get through that Mark Jankowski minor. And with 5:12 to play in the first period here at Honda Center, we're still scoreless tonight. Back to finish off the first period in just a moment. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Calgary's perfect music mix is 95.9 CHFM.
Your day with Mookie, Billy Joe, and Lori in the morning.
Quit playing games with my...
Then keep us on all day while you work.
I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah.
At work, at home, or on your commute.
Calgary's perfect music mix is
95.9 CHFM.
I'm Mary O'Sullivan Anderson, President and CEO of Your Better Business Bureau, where consumers come to find trusted businesses like
Western Windows, your replacement window and door specialist. Western Windows has been family owned and operated for over 40 years and is your source for factory direct windows. Ask about year-round installations, including senior discounts and home energy rebates. Visit westernwindows.com.
Join the BBB Trust Revolution today at BBB.org. That's BBB.org.
This is CFAC 960 AM, Sportsnet 960 The Fan, live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, owned by Rogers Media. Listen live anywhere at sportsnet.ca/960 or on the Sportsnet app. Home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960 The Fan, all sports radio. Flames hockey continues.
Still looking for our first goal in the first here in Anaheim. Golftown back is a Calgary Flames ticket partner this season. Visit one of their three Calgary locations for tickets to every Flame home game, starting at just $27. Ticket quantities, well, they're limited, so why not get yours before they're gone? The Flames' next home game, Alexander Ovechkin and the rest of the Washington Capitals come to town on Tuesday.
5:12 to play the first period here in Anaheim. The Ducks have six shots to the Flames' four, but we're still scoreless tonight. Faceoff coming up to Gibson's right. Flames' first line has been dangerous since puck drop tonight. They're out there now. Monahan wins the faceoff versus Grant, but the puck is picked up by Richie, who's going to carry it out to center and slide a right wing side. Brownie comes in, tries a sharp angle shot, a weak one, gloved by Talbot, who will hold on.
Cam Talbot, in his second appearance, he played last Sunday, and I thought pretty well in a 3-1 setback at the hands of San Jose. Best save comes off the former Regina Pat star, Sam Steele, and that power play. Great look through the seam by Ryan Getzlaff. Found Steele on his off wing on the flank, and he zipped it high towards the top short side corner, and Talbot got a shoulder on it.
Got a piece of the puck, and it bounced off his left arm and then off the outside of the goalpost. So got just enough of that shot off of Steele's stick. Faceoff coming up to Talbot's left. And Lindholm wins that draw versus Getzlaff. Monahan will pick up the puck, lug it up the left wing side to center, and flip it right in on Gibson. Lindholm races back to get it. He's got Gaudreau draped on his back. As the puck comes free for Getzlaff, who skips it out to center ice and ahead to Comtois. But his drop pass to Manson puts the Ducks offside. Max Comtois, a guy who you're familiar with, I know that. He won gold with Canada at the World Junior Championships in 2018, was captain of the 2019 team.
He was, and had five goals and an assist for 6 points, and wore that quarterfinal loss at the hands of Finland really hard. He missed, remember in that game, he missed a penalty shot in overtime that could have ended the game and sent Canada on. And he wasn't exactly treated as nicely as I think he should have been on social media after it happened either.
Well, social media is such a lovely place, isn't it?
Oh, if you want to feel better about yourself, that's what I did last night after the game.
Oh, boy.
Straight there to feel better.
Here's Holzer. He'll bounce it up the near boards and into the flame zone. Anderson clears it out, and now Holzer swats it back in. Bucks have to clear on a delayed offside call, though, as Giordano has some time and space and slides it across to Anderson, who gives it away to Raquel. He keeps it in and drops it off to Silverberg, who centers it. Henrique to Raquel, and he misses the Flames net. And he had some room there. Now Backlund will shoot the puck into the duck zone. Flames making a change with 4 minutes to play and a still scoreless first period here at Honda Center. Ducks will clear it out. Raquel dodging a body check from Hannafin, who goes headfirst into the boards. And up the left wing side, here's Larson with a shot right into the gut of the goaltender, and Talbot will hold on.
Rasmus Anderson is playing in his 100th career game, and a tough shift. He turned it over, then he chased the puck right across the middle of the ice, and it left his partner, Mark Giordano, in a bad spot. It virtually led to a 2-on-0. Henrique back to Raquel, and Raquel slid it wide of the far post.
Ricard Raquel hot right now, a four-game point streak coming into this one. Here's a great stat that I know you're going to love.
Okay.
Ricard Raquel is the only player in the National Hockey League who has played 90 or more minutes and hasn't been on the ice for a goal against. Zero goals against, even strength, power play, penalty kill, and 144 minutes and 31 seconds coming into this game.
You know what that is? That's almost hockey perfect.
Oh. It's like the perfect passer rating. Ducks with an offensive zone draw. Here's a shot wide off the stick of Delzato. Puck will ricochet off the boards and out to center ice. Lucic chasing, can't catch up to it. Here's Terry with it. Back it up into his own zone to the former first-round pick of the Rangers, Delzato. He slides it across. Steele will clear it out. And now Delzato will move it ahead to Terry. He tries to stick handle in, but has his stick lifted and the puck stolen by Lucic, who plays it to the Ducks' blue line. Delzato has played for 9 teams in 11 pro seasons, including 3 last season. Here comes Terry up the right wing side into the flame zone. He spins and fires it towards the net, but it goes wide to the far corner. Larson will sneak in to grab it, plays it down low, and now it's centered in front. Here's a hard shot by Richie, and he blasts it wide, and the puck ends up ricocheting up over the glass and out of play.
Did that go off the post or go off Cam Talbot?
I don't know.
It didn't seem like it. Shouldn't it come outside if it didn't hit anybody?
I didn't see it hit anything.
Maybe it hit Noah Hanifin. That's all I can try and... Well, must have hit something.
Yep,
unless that rule has changed.
Talbot's right. Lindholm will take it versus Henrique, who's got 3-game goal and point streaks coming into this one. When he gets tossed out. Not very happy with the linesman here. He's hesitant to leave the faceoff dock. Silverberg will step in to take the draw for the Ducks. Lindholm wins it. Back to Stone on the far corner, and he'll lob the puck up in the air and drop it right in on the Ducks' goaltender. And Gibson had to be careful with that one. Here's Manson in the far corner. Manson will lift it up in the air and out to center ice. Brody will settle it down the bouncing puck at his blue line to give it to Stone. This pass for Biddle misses Monahan. And now Manson will slide it right wing side to Raquel, who carries it in. Raquel into the near corner to Henrique, who spins away from Monahan and drops Manson. Goes far side. Silverberg trying a shot, but it's blocked. Puck ends up bouncing behind the Flames net, and Raquel will corral it in the far corner. Raquel, left point to Lindholm, across the line to Manson. He shoots right into the flaming sea on the front of Talbot's jersey, and the goaltender holds on.
We talked in the pre-game show about the changing of the guard, and even in watching how the Ducks are going about their business, you mentioned Adam Henrique, who has scored in 3 straight games. He has 5 goals already on a line with Silverberg and Raquel. For so many years, the first group to really come across the boards was Getzlaff and Perry, and now tonight Getzlaff is with Kasha, and on this shift with Richie.
Getzlaff wins the offensive zone draw. Back to Fowler. Moves it in behind the net. It bounces by Kasha. And Fowler catches up to it in the far corner and leaves it down low for Kasha. He twists and turns to get away from Giordano. And now slides it down low to Comtois. He bounces it up the near boards to Delzato. And he'll backhand the puck in behind the Flames net. Kasha cut off by Giordano as Jankowski grabs the puck, gets hit, and can't get it out. Here's Getzlaf. Anderson working on him. Getzlaf spins away and plays it into the far corner. Comtois feeds it in front. And Klein's able to intercept the pass and bounce it off the blade of Reeder's stick. Reeder speeds down the ice and catches up to it. Tries a shot. That one's wide. And then Klein bats at it and knocks it wide of the Ducks' net. Fight forward to the far corner. Klein digs it free. Jankowski tries a shot. Getzlaf blocks it. Here's Giordano. Right point to Anderson. Back to the captain. Giordano blocks the Ducks' line. It goes right point. Anderson winds and fires a shot. Punched aside by Gibson. Reeder in there on the forecheck. Digs it free and drops to Anderson. Anderson to Giordano, who shoots, and that shot is tipped over top of the Ducks' net. And the Flames will hold it in. Giordano keeps the puck in left point, throws it to the net. Good right pad save by Gibson. Loose puck in front, and Jankowski can't come up with it. Now he does. You'll back it up to the blue line to Giordano, left point. The Flames buzzing, trying to take a 1-0 lead. Giordano to Hamonic with a shot, and it's knocked down in front. And now Kasha, with a chance to clear, bounces it just across the blue line and out to center. Giordano's going to lift it up in the air and into the far corner from there. Tkachuk trying to get to the puck. Pushed off of it by Manson, but it's held in right point by Hamonic. Hamonic shoots and through some traffic. Gibson sees it, and he stops it.
By far and away the best shift of the game for the Flames. Whoa. As Zarnik is knocked over by Getzlaf. And that draws the ire of the Flames and grabbed the attention of the crowd here in Anaheim. Toby Reeder, or Tobias Reeder, whichever you prefer, maybe his best shift is the Flame, as a Flame. And he and Quine and Jankowski, good puck movement. All started with Reeder winning a race up the ice and got it to the net. Quine was there for a rebound chance. That's a quality shift. And funny enough, Derek, what was also key in the start of it was Mark Giordano made a strong stick play to take a scoring chance away from Getzlaf in the Flames' end of the building.
This game's had a little edge, hasn't it?
It's been a good hockey game.
Shots on goal now 11-9 Flames. We're still scoreless with the Ducks, with a little bit less than a minute remaining in the first period at Honda Center tonight. Faceoff coming up to Gibson's left. Backlund will take the draw versus Grant. And Grant wins it. Manson will take over behind the Ducks' net. Bounces it off Zarnik's stick. And now Steele will pick it up, but he can't clear it out. Backlund holds it in, or maybe he doesn't. Actually, the Flames are called for making a hand pass on the play.
As far as the Flames lineup is concerned, Bill Peters made a quick early change. Started with the regular 3M line with Backlund, Tkachuk, and Frolik, but about two shifts in, then he swapped Zarnik, who started with Lucic and Ryan, and he put Zarnik with Backlund and Tkachuk.
I guess you could call it the MMA line now. Here's Manson, right wing side to Rowney, and he'll bounce it off the boards. Grant chasing after it, caught from behind by Backlund. As the puck rolls to Talbot, he'll backhand it into the far corner. Zarnik in there trying to get it out, knocked off the puck by Delorier, and now Grant gets hit by Hamonic as the puck comes free for Zarnik, but he can't get it out again, and now Hamonic stiff-arming Grant knocks him down to the ice. Playground rules here tonight. Hamonic and Grant still having a chat in the far corner as the horn sounds to signal the end of what was a really entertaining first period here at Honda Center. The Flames outshoot the Ducks 11-9 in a still scoreless hockey game.
I thought it was really well played. There's some good execution. It was really difficult for the most part to create quality high-end chances. The Flames had one shift where they created two or three, had four shots on goal during the shift. Some good looks early from, in particular, the Monahan line. Pretty good period. Cam Talbot had a couple of good saves to make amongst the nine that he faced.
Well, you wanted the Flames to work, and they've done that. And I wanted them to be engaged, which they were clearly not in last night's game against the Kings. But they have been against the Ducks tonight, no doubt about that.
Well, that's far closer to the standard that this team wants to play with on a regular basis. How about you and I, December 27th, and others? Sportsnet 960 The Fan, we're putting a little trip together to watch the first Battle of Alberta, and we have to thank our friends at Wild Rose Brewery because they're a big part of it. Now, this trip includes breakfast, coach bus to and from Edmonton, accommodations at the brand new JW Marriott, which is attached to Rogers Place. You don't even have to go outside, and Lower Bowl tickets. Visit New West Travel. We have to thank them. NewWestTravel.com to secure your spot.
Only one power play in the first period. The Ducks had it. The Flames killed it. So they're 1-for-1 on the penalty kill tonight. Powered by GSL GM City, your Truck Nation headquarters. Visit GSL GM City on the trail beside the bow or at GSLGMCity.com. Well, it was a fun first period from the South Point Toyota broadcast booth here at Honda Center. And don't forget that South Point Toyota is the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty and 0% financing. Because South Point Toyota is the Toyota Plus store that gives you more. Shop under the tower like I do at South Point Toyota. Well, Pat Steinberg is standing by in the Basement Systems downtown studio, and we'll host our first intermission right after the break. Again, the score through 20 minutes here at Honda Center in Anaheim. There isn't one. The Flames and the Ducks are still scoreless. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's Tim and Sid.
And we've taken our talents to radio, baby.
All right, easy there, LeBron James. Listen to the show where we talk about sports.
Then after that, we talk about more sports.
Then after that, we talk about probably something else.
Like your hair?
I think my hair's growing back.
Think so?
Is that a weird thing, your hair grows back?
Are you asking me about hair growing back?
Good point.
Tim and Sid, now on the radio.
You don't look like an expert in the field.
Listen weekdays at 5 Eastern on Sportsnet 590 The Fan through the Radio Player Canada app. Sportsnet 960 The Fan Calgary. Always live from our Basement Systems downtown studio. Doug Lacey's Basement Systems. They are all things basementing, and that includes crawl spaces. Do you have water or unlevel floors in your crawl space? If so, go to helpmebasementy.com. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. 20 minutes of hockey is complete. This is Flames Radio first intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Fun first period in Anaheim, but no score after 20 minutes of play. As you welcome me back to our Basement Systems downtown studio, Pat Steinberg along with you. Time for our first period summary. Yeah, no scoring. Both teams had their chances. Flames coming close a number of times in the opening frame.
And now near quarter to Gaudreau. Drops. Here's Giordano with a shot. Knockdown in front. It's loose out in front of the net. Gaudreau! Raw by Gibson! A spectacular save!
Both goaltenders very good in period number one. No scoring. Flames outshoot the Ducks 11-9 in the opening period. Calgary without a power play. The Ducks go 0-for-1 with the man advantage, and that's why we've got no score after 20 minutes of play. Your first period summary, and stay with us during tonight's post-game show for the save of the game, brought to you by Shane Holmes. For every save a Flames goaltender makes, Shane Holmes will make a donation to Kidsport Calgary. Go to shaneholmes.com for details. We're hopping inside the Flames time machine around the corner. Flames, Ducks, scoreless after 20. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Saturday
on Sportsnet.
Regina, Saskatchewan. Outdoors on a crisp prairie night.
An absolutely perfect setting on a perfect day.
We'll test skill, willpower, and allegiances. Calgary Flames.
Giordano scores!
Winnipeg Jets.
Steelers score!
The Tim Hortons NHL Heritage Classic. Flames Jets, Saturday. Sportsnet.
Eric Francis from Sportsnet.ca joins Peter Klein Monday mornings from 9 to 10. And a chat with the voice of the Flames, Derek Will, starts the show. Eric has big guests, breaks news, and stirs it up. Text in at 960-960. Monday mornings, 9 to 10, The Eric Francis Show. Brought to you by Horse Racing Alberta. Featuring live racing every Saturday and Sunday, 1:15 at Century Downs. Eric Francis is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
20 minutes of hockey is complete. This is Flames Radio first intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames and Anaheim Ducks scoreless after 20 minutes of play. As you welcome me back to our Basement Systems downtown studio, Pat Steinberg along with you. Let's hop inside the Flames time machine, brought to you by Paradise Bay Home Leisure for all your hot tub and patio needs. Come see them at GoParadiseBay.com. And tonight we're finishing off our conversation with former Flame Jim Kite, who played parts of two seasons with the Flames between 1990 and 92, played just under 600 NHL games, also with Winnipeg, Pittsburgh, Ottawa, and San Jose. He made history by becoming the first and to date only legally deaf player to play in the NHL. Certainly a trailblazer. Let's finish off the conversation. Kelly Kirsch in conversation with Jim Kite inside the Flames time machine.
Jim, you spent a couple parts of two seasons with the Calgary Flames in 1991, 42 games, and you played 21 with the team in 91-92, and they had, you know, time with Pittsburgh as well. Can you kind of talk about what if there's any one or two memories that you remember for being a Calgary Flame?
Well, my first year, I ended up getting traded from Pittsburgh to Calgary in December, and I had asked to be traded from Pittsburgh. Things just weren't working out well for me there, and but then my second year there, I just, you know, bad luck happens in threes. I actually broke my hand in training camp, and then I came back and got into an altercation, and one of the linesmen stepped on my hand. And so I had to get plastic surgery on my finger, and so I couldn't play for a few weeks. And then I ended up breaking my ankle in January. So the reason why I only played 21 games is because I was injured most of the year. It's the first time, really, that I had so many injuries. And so it wasn't a great year. But the first, we had an excellent team, and we ended up losing in the first round games. I talk about, you know, probably the best team I ever played for. We had some really good teams in Winnipeg, but the best team I ever played for in terms of talent and experience was that team in 1991. And we lost in the first round to Calgary, double overtime at home. And I think if we would have just gotten back past that team, we would have met Pittsburgh in the final. So, you know, I loved my time in Winnipeg. I mean, in Calgary. And it was just... just some bad luck, and it turns out, you know, the reason why I left Pittsburgh is because Bob Johnson was there.
Yeah,
I remember, and Bob Johnson didn't like me for some reason. I think it all goes back to when I was playing for Winnipeg, and Bob was behind the bench, and he did something in the last minute, and I called him out in front of his teammates, in front of his players, right in front of his bench, and I don't think he appreciated it. And you know, goes around, comes around, and he kind of buried me with Pittsburgh, so I had asked to leave, and so going with Calgary, it's unfortunate that I was injured so much my second year, because we didn't make the playoffs. But that very first year, I thought the best chance I ever had to win a Stanley Cup was that first year in 1991. But, you know, if sport was predictable, it would be boring. That's why we play the games.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So, Jim, how much hockey do you watch? Final question. How much do you watch it? A fairly regular amount, or are you just casual? Or sometimes ex players, you know, they love it, and others just can't stand to be around it, and it's a little bit of both from guys sometimes.
Yeah, I tell you, I fit in a little bit of both. I'm on the executive of the Ottawa Senators alumni here, so I'm quite involved. And we have a suite at the games, and so we entertain. We do a lot of charity work in town. So I do follow the team, but I'm not religiously following it. I know who won and lost and so forth, but I really enjoy the playoffs. Playoffs is a different type of hockey. It's a little bit more physical than the regular season. I find the game today lacks a little bit of testosterone.
Okay.
And it is highly, highly skilled. However, there's a lack of physicality, and there's a bit of diving going on. So I just don't find it as entertaining during the regular season as the playoff hockey is. So certainly I'm watching the game every night during the playoffs. People ask me which team am I a fan of? And am I a fan of the Ottawa Senators? And I said, well, you know, there are three types of hockey fans. There's the player fan, who, let's say they are I use myself for a Jim Kite fan, so I got traded from. They have a Jim Kite jersey in Winnipeg, and I get traded to Calgary. They get rid of the Winnipeg jersey. They buy a Calgary Flame jersey with Kite on the back.
Yeah.
And then there's the team fan. You know, he's a Winnipeg fan. Jim Kite gets traded to Calgary. Jim Kite's a bum now. Right? He doesn't play for my team anymore. And then there's the hockey fan. The hockey fan, it doesn't matter who's playing. So I'll flip the channels on TV and I'll watch, let's say, Calgary and Edmonton play and for 5-10 minutes. And if I think, and then I flip over and I watch Nashville and Columbus play. And if I think the Nashville and Columbus game is more exciting, that's the game I'll watch. So that's where I kind of put myself. I'm not really a fan of any other team. However, I do say I do love to see the Ottawa Senators make the playoffs because I love watching live playoff hockey.
There we go. Well, Jim, it's been awesome to catch up with you. You got a fascinating story that, you know, with your career and overcoming your disability and playing as long as you did. And then what you did after your career, after that car accident, it's amazing. It's been awesome to catch up with you. Thanks so much for taking the time out and best of luck as you move along here.
Thank you very much. It's been great chatting with you.
That is part four of our conversation with former Flame Jim Kite inside the Flames Time Machine, brought to you by Paradise Bay Home Leisure. We'll start off a brand new conversation inside the Time Machine Tuesday when the Flames welcome the Washington Capitals. Right now, we're after 20 minutes of play in Anaheim. The Flames and Ducks are scoreless. We'll be heading back to the broadcast booth soon, brought to you by South Point Toyota. The 2019 inventory liquidation is on. Get free winter tires, free remote starter, and $1,000 free fuel under the Toyota Tower. Out of town scoreboard next. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Life is a lot like the game of hockey. Sometimes you win, sometimes you score, and sometimes you crash into the boards. In life, just like in hockey, you put your body through a lot. If it hurts, see a chiropractor. 1 in 3 Albertans will hurt this year, and your chiropractor is specifically trained to help everything from a mid-season neck strain to a playoff foot sprain. Don't let pain get in the way of you scoring your goals. Visit albertachiro.com for more information.
Ryan Pinder has Sports Drive at 5, only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Weekdays 5 to 6 p.m., Pinder's got the best insiders, the breaking sports stories, and of course that Pinder opinion. Not just hockey, if it's big in Calgary sports fans are talking about it, it's on Sports Drive at 5, brought to you by Pete the Plumber, the superheroes of plumbing and heating. Call 403-257-1766 or find us at PeteThePlumber.com for all your plumbing and heating needs. Sports Drive at 5 with Ryan Pinder, only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
20 minutes of hockey is complete. This is Flames Radio First Intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames and Anaheim Ducks scoreless after 20 minutes of play as we welcome you back to our Basement Systems downtown studio. Pat Steinberg along with you. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard now, brought to you by Envision Custom Renovations. When you're thinking renovation, call the experts that have worked with HGTV's Jonathan and Drew Scott on the Property Brothers. For more information, check them out at EnvisionCustomRenovations.com. Well, we've only got one piece of live action to update you on. It's been all Cowboys at home to Philadelphia on Sunday Night Football. 27-7. Cowboys lead the Eagles right now. That game is at half. Everything else final in the NFL today. NHL, everything is final as well, except for the Flames and Ducks. Canucks and Rangers from this afternoon. Vancouver holds on to win 3-2. Wild get a third period goal from Zach Parise to break a 3-3 tie. They beat the Montreal Canadiens this afternoon 4-3. Evening action, really good game between Winnipeg and Edmonton. Both Connor Hellebuck and Mike Smith pitch 65-minute shutouts. 1-0 shootout win for the Winnipeg Jets. Patrick Laine with the shootout winner. That game has just gone final. Also, Capitals improved to 6-2-2 with a 5-3 win on the road in Chicago. Don't forget tomorrow, we've got more NFL action for you as well. Monday Night Football from New York. The Jets at home to the New England Patriots. Kickoff 6:15 right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. That's your out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Envision Custom Renovations. Well, even though they didn't score in period number one, lots to like about the opening 20 for Calgary, especially knowing how disappointing last night was. We'll see if they can keep on going and maybe score the night's first goal in period number two. Derek Wills, Peter Labardius have your second period play-by-play around the corner. Calgary and Anaheim scoreless after after 20. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Hey, Lanny, think I'd make the big leagues if I was 25% better?
Well, 25% may not help you on the ice. I know exactly where it will help. Eastside Dodge. You could save up to $20,000 on the new 2019 Ram 1500, which is currently a whopping 25% off. Your hockey dreams may not come true, but your truck dreams can. Visit Southern Alberta's largest dealership, which has been number one for 13 years in a row. Go to eastsidedodge.com or stop by Eastside Dodge and tell them Lanny sent you.
The Calgary Flames only play here. Every game, all season. The voice of the Calgary Flames, Derek Wells, joins Pinder and Steinberg on the drive home. There's always new storylines, breaking news, and player movements. Find out the latest on the Calgary Flames Roundtable. If you miss it live, check sportsnet.ca/960 to hear the roundtable on demand. The Flames Roundtable is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Country Hills. Check out over 64 vehicles in the showroom while enjoying their in-house bistro and kids club. Mercedes-Benz Country Hills, just minutes from the airport. The Daily Flames Roundtable on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary Flames Radio. Flames Radio. On the air, online, and on the Sportsnet and Radio Player Canada mobile apps. And always on your smart speaker. Play Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary. This is second period play-by-play on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Home for the Flames.
Back to the South Point Toyota broadcast booth here at Honda Center in Anaheim. We're following the first period. The Ducks and the Calgary Flames are still scoreless. Derek Wills alongside Peter Lombardius. And the Flames were awful in last night's game against the Kings. They tell you that, and we'll tell you that. But I think much better in the first period of tonight's game against the Ducks.
Yeah, I like their attention to detail. You knew that the Backlund line and the Monahan line were coming over the boards first two shifts. I like both of those. I like Cam Talbot. Really like Tobias Reeder. Thought Alan Quine, with his 3 minutes and 34 seconds of work, did some good things, along with Jankowski. There was way more to like than not to like, and I thought the Flames, as far as quality high-end scoring chances, Derek, they led the way there, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, if not for John Gibson, the Flames would probably have the lead in this hockey game, but he was terrific in the opening 20 minutes tonight. We'll see what happens in the second. The Flames with their road white jerseys on will move from left to right in this second period. The Ducks with their home blacks will move from right to left. And something we talked about before the game was the Flames needing more from their top six. What did you think of the Monahan and Backlund lines in the first period tonight?
Well, I thought the Monahan line created a couple of great chances. None better than Johnny Gaudreau, right from about 3 feet when he was robbed. But the most interesting storyline was how quickly Bill Peters went from the 3M line and switched Frolik and Zarnik as he moved Zarnik up with those two guys. And I think he just wanted more balance. I don't think it was necessarily an indictment on Frolik.
Second period of play underway. Here comes Lindholm in, dropping. Silverberg shoots and scores. Just 12 seconds into the second period, Jakob Silverberg one times the puck by Cam Talbot, and the Ducks take a 1-0 lead.
Little deja vu to the second period, 16 seconds in last night. The Ducks' number one line of Henrik, Silverberg, Hampus Lindholm joins the rush. No one occupies him. He comes late. It leaves a wide open Jakob Silverberg, and he makes no mistake, short side.
Flames fall behind again. Here's the Ducks goal.
Score by number 33, Jakob Silverberg. His fifth goal, eighth point of the season. Assisted by number 47, Hampus Lindholm. And number 42, Josh Manson. Time of the goal, 12 seconds.
The Silverberg, with his eighth point of the season, which is most on the team, puts the Ducks out in front early in period number two here in Anaheim. Steele's going to chip the puck up the near boards and deep into the Flames zone. racing back again at his Hamidic. He gives it away to Steele, but then gets it back and banks it off the inboards to Hannafin. Hannafin trying to clear, can't. Fowler holds it in. Centered out in front. Ends up bouncing, and Hamidic will glove it down and clear it out. Here's Delzato, right wing side to Fowler. He'll fire it in from center. Puck ricochets up the near boards. Hamidic wins a battle with Terry, and he'll lift it up in the air and softly down the ice, and Fowler will race back to get it. Cam Fowler, another guy who hasn't been on the ice for a 5-on-5 goal against this season. He's been terrific. Here comes Steele in for the Ducks. Weaves his way in up the right wing side, waits for his team to change, spins and shoots. That shot gets blocked, and now it's loose in front, and Ritchie will pick it up and take it in behind the Flames' net. Jankowski knocks him off the puck. He can't clear it. Here's Terry. Back to the blue line. Holzer a drive, and he slaps it wide of the Flames' net. And now Jankowski with a chance to clear. Can't. Either can Frolik. The Ducks are going to back off the change as Brody steps up and picks up the puck. Moves it to Jankowski. Leaves it left wing side. Twine with a shot. Stopped by Gibson, who knocks it down. Sees Jankowski and holds on. And now Jankowski and Holzer get into it. And Delorier comes racing into the rescue.
Well, Delorier, the former Buffalo Sabre and Montreal Canadian, back in the lineup tonight. Big size. Goes about 6'3 and 225 pounds. Gets into it a little bit in just his third game of the season. Derek, really important after making an early error and giving up an early goal for the Flames here the next 2 or 3 minutes to get right back to a lot of things that they did in the first period.
Faceoff coming up to Gibson's right. Mona out there will take the draw versus Getzlaff. The former Calgary Hitman star for four seasons from 2001 to 2005. Monahan wins the draw. Giordano, right point to Anderson with a shot. Sticked aside by Gibson. Lindholm tries to feed it in front. His pass is blocked. Manson tries to clear and can't. Giordano holds it in left point, but then gives the puck to Manson, who has his pocket picked by Gaudreau. Lindholm trying to find Monahan on the far corner, but it hops away from him. And the other Lindholm, not Elias but Hampus, will shovel it down the ice. Here's Kasha. Near quarter to Getzlaff out in front. He had Comtois on the doorstep, but Talbot swats the pass away. And now Giordano will pick up the puck and give it to Lindholm, who moves it up the middle to Monahan. He'll fire it in from the Ducks' blue line. It bounces off the end boards. Gibson tried to grab it and couldn't get his glove on it. But the Ducks will still clear it out. Getzlaff trying a hard pass ahead to Kasha. It bounces away from him right to Talbot, who clears it out himself. Getzlaff moves it right wing side. Diving after it is Comtois. And he'll bat the puck loose and up the near boards where it's scooped up by Larson. Larson spins and whips it in behind the net to Grant. Grant centers it in front. On the doorstep, Delorier couldn't get a handle on the puck to get a shot off. Now he tries a shot, and that's off the outside of the Flames' net. Delorier tries to play it back to the right point. Takes a weird hop off a stanchion, though, and Zarnik will clear it out. And from the red line, Gaudreau will dump it in. We're 3.5 minutes into the second period here at Honda Center in Anaheim. Where Jakob Silverberg has the game's only goal, and it's the Ducks 1 and the Flames nothing tonight. Here's Hannafin, right wing side to Backlund, who brings it in. Backlund drops it. Zarnik, in up the right wing board, stops and drops. Hamidic with a slap shot, stop. It's loose in front. Backlund jamming away, and Gibson falls backwards on the puck and freezes it.
Well, John Gibson off to another great start this season, a 941 save percentage coming in, and that was not an easy save. Good work by Zarnik to drive hard on the right. He pulled up, got the puck back to the point, and a hard shot with Tkachuk driving the net. Pretty good box out by Corbinian and Holzer to prevent Matthew Tkachuk from getting to a loose puck. Matter of fact, upon second glance, even better save by Gibson than I thought, because he stopped the original shot, then it went off the leg of Holzer, and he had to stop that too.
Bit of a quick whistle there. Referees must have lost sight of the puck, but Gibson didn't quite have it covered. It was sitting loose beside his left leg. Ducks will get it in deep. Battle for it behind the Flames net. Ryan digs it free and gives it to Hannafin. Hannafin left wing side to Lucic, and he will lift it up in the air and out to center. Raquel one hands it into the Flames zone, and Hamidic will catch up to it in the near corner. Banks it off the end boards. Hannafin, left wing side. It bounces over Lucic's stick. Here's Raquel to Henrik. He'll spin up the far side with it. Henrik back to the right point to Fowler, who winds and fires a shot off a stick and wide. And now Hannafin will grab it and clear it out. Here's Fowler to the goal-getter Silverberg, who Goes a reverse body check on Ryan and centers it in front on the doorstep. Steele looking forward, can't find it. Here's Ryan ahead to Lucic. He tries to give the puck to Frohley. The pass is too far for him. And now a battle for it at the Flames blue line. Ducks will back off the change as Hamidick takes over and bounces it off of Frohley's stick and deep into Ducks territory. Here's Hampus Lindholm, right wing side. And ahead to Terry, who crosses the Flames blue line. Terry drops it, and trying a shot is Lindholm, but it's blocked. Here's Terry again. Spins away from Giordano farboards and leaves it in the far corner for Steele. Steele back to the blue line to Lindholm. Lindholm a shot through some traffic, and it's gloved by Talbot, who holds on.
Pretty good work by Hampus Lindholm, who was a main contributor 12 seconds in when he joined the rush and ended up with a primary assist on Silverberg's fifth of the year. That time he used his feet to create a shooting lane, and Talbot had to fight through a screen in front and did well to make that save. And the way this game is going, don't think if you're Calgary you want to give up the next one.
He's off to Talbot's right. Lindholm will take the draw. It was going to be against Steele. He gets tossed out, so Richie steps in. Lindholm wins that defensive zone faceoff. Gaudreau's going to grab the puck in the far corner and make a nice pass ahead to Lindholm, who finds Monahan just inside of the Ducks' blue line. Monahan spins away from trouble and drops it to Gaudreau, who holds the puck in right point and bats it in behind the Ducks' net. Lindholm will take over there. And Hampus gives it to Steele, who clears it out. Flames will bring it back in. Here's Monahan off the left wing boards to Giordano, but he can't reach the puck. And it's lifted up in the air and out by Manson. Anderson will turn back into his own zone, slide it far side to Giordano. He gives it to Gaudreau, and he makes a nice pass to Lindholm at center. Lindholm gets to the Ducks' blue line and shoots it into the near corner. Flames backing off a change on the fly as Gaudreau holds it in right point and moves it to Monahan. Monahan, far side. Stone a shot, a hard one. Fought off by Gibson. And now Richie takes over. Slides it out to center ice. Off the right wing boards to Terry. Look like Getzlaff was offside. Ducks come in with it. Terry tries a shot. Has his stick chopped in half. And got a Flames penalty call on the way. That's tough because it looked like the Ducks were offside there. If the whistle blows, the Flames don't take that penalty, Lou.
They don't take that penalty. Instead, Michael Stone is going to go for a slash.
And we are going to go for a break. With 13:50 to play in the second period, Jakob Silfverberg scoring 12 seconds into the second, and it's the Ducks 1 and the Flames nothing. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
For over 10 years, Iconic Electric and Controls has been proudly owned and operated from Western Canada, providing a broad range of electrical, instrumentation, and control services. Engineering firms, oil and gas facilities, industrial plants, and more have all experienced the value of Iconic. From start to finish, their approach guarantees quality by executing all projects with a commitment to their people, project integrity, and innovation. Iconic Electric and Controls is now hiring. Be part of a growing team and help make people's lives easier and better. For more, visit iconicec.ca.
Home for Boomer in the Morning, Hockey Central at noon, and Pinder and Steinberg. Local sports talk for Calgary. Always live from our Basement Systems downtown studio. Doug Lacey's Basement Systems, they are all things basement-y, and that includes crawl spaces. Do you have water or unlevel floors in your crawl space? If so, go to helpmebasementy.com. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary Flames hockey continues on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. Always on your smart speaker. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary.
Time to cowboy up with handmade Western boots from the Alberta Boot Company. Come into Alberta Boot today, two blocks east of McLeod Trail on 50th Avenue. Alberta Boot, where Calgary shops for cowboy boots. The Ducks scored early in the period, and now, Derek, they find themselves on the power play with 13:50 to go in the second.
The Ducks' second power play of the hockey game. The Flames have now been shorthanded 39 times this season. That is most in the NHL. Luckily, their penalty kill has been really good. It was actually 13 for 13 at one point in time in last night's game against the Kings before that streak was snapped. Here's Steele far side, trying a shot. It's Comtois, but he fans on it. And now Lindholm with a chance to clear can't. Fowler holds it in. Slides it out the right wing boards. Comtois has to drop it back to the blue line, but the pass bounces by Steele, who has to chase it into his own territory.
Good play by Jankowski to get in the shooting lane. He blocked it and forced it out of the zone.
Here's Fowler, right wing side. Now Kasha chips the puck past Giordano. But Hamnick will catch up to it in the far corner and rip up the near boards by Comtois, left point, and down the ice. Flames switching up their penalty killers as Jankowski and Lindholm head of the bench. Reeder and Ryan come out of the ice. They're out front. Giordano and Hamnick still out there on the back end. Here's Getzlaff across the Flames line. He slides it into the far corner to Kasha, who chomps it up the near boards, left point to Comtois. Comtois to Steele. He steps in. Has no shooting lane, so we'll back it up to the blue line to Fowler, left point. Fowler across to Getzlaff. Back to Fowler. Winds and fires, and Talbot makes a good save.
Good tracking by Cam Talbot. Read it like a book, went side to side as Cam Fowler. You talked about the fact that he hasn't been on the ice for a goal at even strength or 5-on-5 coming into tonight himself with points in four straight games, and he nearly added to that streak with that hard point shot.
Faceoff coming up to Talbot's right. Backlund loses the draw versus Henry. Here's Raquel, right point, stepping in is Terry with a shot, but it's off a body and wide of the Flames net. Now Brody battles forward down low, digs it free and gives it to Backlund, but Backlund gives it away to Fowler. Fowler turns back to the blue line and slides it right wing side. Gets it back from Terry and slides it near side. Raquel, a one-timer, and he misses high and wide. And now Backlund will catch up to it. And this time he does get it out. He gets by Fowler at the blue line and skates it into Ducks territory. Henry catches him from behind, throws his arms up in the air after wrapping Backlund up from behind. I think even Henry thought there was a penalty call coming there, but nope, Flames still waiting for their first power play of the game. 17 seconds left in the Stoneminer. 12 minutes to play in the second period. It's the Ducks 1 and the Flames nothing here at Honda Center as Brody will pick up a loose puck at his own and dump it down the ice. Lindholm takes over in behind his net. Crosses his blue line, gets to the red line and bounces it off Silverberg's skate and in behind Talbot's net as the Flames penalty has come to an end. Here's Elias Lindholm. He'll skip the puck out to center. Hampus Lindholm gloves it down to the Ducks blue line and moves it up the far boards over to Manson. Manson drops it back to Lindholm, and he'll zigzag out to center. And then backhand the puck by Giordano, and in behind the Flames net. Richard goes racing in there on the forecheck, but he's beaten to the puck by Anderson. He gives it to Giordano, and he slides it left wing side to Lucic. Lucic ahead to Monahan, who steps in. Monahan shoots and rips the puck over top of the net. Didn't miss by much. Here's Anderson, a shot now, tipped by Lucic, but wide to the far corner. And Grant will get it out. Goodrow takes over at the red line, bobbles the puck. Luckily for him, Anderson's back to collect it in his own zone. Anderson gets away from the forechecking rounding, circles in behind his net. Anderson goes right wing boards. His pass bounces by Goodrow, in behind Gibson's net, and he'll set it up for Manson, who gets bumped by Monahan and can't get the puck out. Brody holds it in left point. Brody gives it away, and now Manson will swat it out to center ahead to Getzlaff. Getzlaff turns it over. It keeps it away from Goodrow. And now bounces it off Manson's stick up the left wing side to Comtois. He can't get far into the Flames zone as he's turned back by Stone. And now Lindholm goes back to get it to Duck zone. He gives it to Kasha, who gives it away, but he's able to recover the puck before Kachuk can get to it. And Kasha will dangle out to center and give it to Getzlaff, who shoots it in from the red line. Kasha speeds in there in the forecheck, centers it in front. He had Comtois right on the doorstep and just missed him. And the puck goes by everybody in black and down the ice. And now Fowler almost stick handles it right into his own net. And then the puck ends up deflecting over the glass and out of play.
That was quite a sequence. Kasha, who spent a lot of time on IR last year, he only played in 30 games, won a race, centered it in front, pretty good defensive zone coverage. Then the puck ends up at the other end on the stick of Cam Fowler, and he lost an edge and nearly stick handled it right past John Gibson into his own net. That would have changed his 5-on-5. That'd be quite a way to get your first minus in that situation.
No one else can score on him. Might have to score on himself. Flames with an offensive zone draw. Hanifin steps in, bounces it to the net. It's loose in front, and Backlund knocks it just wide. And now Silverberg, who's got the game's only goal, will clear it out to center. Raquel can't catch up to it. Zarnik bounces the puck up in the air, and now Kachuk will take over. Slides to the right wing boards. Hamnick fakes a shot, steps in, centers it, and he just misses Zarnik in front. Here comes Silverberg quickly the other way. Slides across the Flames line and drops. Raquel steps in, goes back to Silverberg, and he is stoned by Talbot. What a save that was. Oh, Jakob Silverberg, forehand to backhand, appeared to have half a net, and Cam Talbot comes across and stops him. Maybe his best save as a Flame so far, Lou.
I'm not sure there's any doubt.
Here's a weak shot by DeLaurier, stop by Tubb. A much easier save this time around, and the Flames Reader will one-hand it up the far boards and deep into Ducks territory as we approach the 11-minute mark of the second period here at Honda Center. For the Ducks, on a goal by Jakob Silverberg, 12 seconds into the second, lead 1-0. Here's Stone with a blast from the right point, and it's blockered away by Gibson. Michael Stone's had a couple of good chances to score tonight. Here he is again, right point. Stone lets one fly and hammers it over top of the crossbar.
Oh.
And the puck will bounce off the inboards and all the way down the ice.
That almost left the building.
Here's Stone up the middle. His pass bounces off the blade of Jankowski's stick. But Klein's able to muscle it into the Duck zone as the Flames will start to change and as Fowler takes over. Here comes Larson up the left wing side to center. Gets to the red line and dumps it in. Stone will one-hand a pass to Brody. Bounces it off Monahan. Stick it out to center ahead to Gaudreau. Gaudreau across the Ducks line. Drops it. Gets it back for Monahan and tries to shoot it. And a shot gets partially blocked. Now Gaudreau's got it. Centers it in front. And his pass doesn't get to Monahan or Lindholm. The Ducks will knock it out to the neutral zone. Brownie takes over there. But gets caught from behind by Lindholm and knocks the puck loose. And now Gaudreau's got it again. Speeds across the Ducks line. Gaudreau saucers it. Giordano shoots it as one-timer goes wide. Here's Anderson over to Lindholm with a shot well wide of the Ducks net. What a saucer pass that was from Johnny Gaudreau to Mark Giordano. My goodness. Here comes Richie in for the Ducks. Turns into the far corner and drops it back to Hampus Lindholm, who has his pocket picked by Elias Lindholm, trying to stretch a pass out to Gaudreau, but it's picked off by Comtois. Leaves the right wing side. Lindholm to Comtois. And went into the high slot. Fowler gets bowled over. Now Lucic will pick up the puck and skate it out to center. Rumbles it up the right wing side. Cuts to the middle and slides it across. Giordano tries a shot. It's blocked by the captain of the other club. Getzlaf. Here's Ryan in behind the net. Goes far corner. Lucic hits Getzlaf. But Getzlaf's able to play the puck ahead to Kasha. It comes through the neutral zone and slips it left wing side. Comtois back to Kasha on the give and go, but puck slides by him. Now Kasha's got it in the far corner and he'll bank it off the end boards and up the near side to Comtois, who slides it into the slot. Henry throws right point to Holzer. Holzer bouncing one wide of the Flames net. And here's Kasha again. Swings it up the far boards, but his pass goes behind Comtois. And now Lucic wins the battle for the puck. Gives it to Giordano, gets it back. And then can't clear it out as Larson holds it in right point. Larson to Raquel. Raquel shoots and Talbot makes a good blocker save. Good sequence by the Ducks here. We're trying to take a 2-0 lead with 6.5 minutes left in the second period. Puck deep in the Flames zone. Hamannik and Henrique really battling as the puck comes free for Giordano, who slides it left wing side to Lucic. And he gives it to Ryan. Ryan to Lucic, but it bounces over the blade of his stick. And now Silverberg sends it up to center ahead to Henrique. Henrique will drop it to Raquel. Raquel gets across the Flames blue line, but gets squeezed off the puck by the combination of Stone and Frolik. And now we've got a battle for it in the near quarter. Silverberg digs it out, but his pass goes right between the two defensemen, and the puck ends up out at center. What pace in this hockey game tonight.
What a great stretch of hockey.
Here comes Backlund stick handling in. He slides a pass into the near quarter. Kachuk feeds it in front. He had Zarnik trying to tee one up, but he fans on it. Now Brody with a shot that misses by a good 10 feet. Here comes Steele quickly the other way across the red line and up the left wing side over the Flames blue line. He's bumped down by Stone, who's had a strong game for the Flames tonight, is returned to the lineup. Here's Zarnik now, the other way for Backlund. He comes it up the right wing side. Stick handles into the near quarter and gets hit and knocked off the puck by Fowler. Kachuk throwing a body check, takes down Terry. And now Kachuk will pick it up in the near quarter and bank it off the boards right point. Anderson is shot, tipped by Backlund, stopped by Gibson. Now Backlund to backhand, and it goes wide of the Ducks net, but not by much. Great chances at both ends. This might be the fastest game I've seen this season. The old Ducks didn't play this way, I know that much.
The transition in this last 6 or 7 minutes going both ways has been an absolute treat to watch.
Just under 5 minutes to play in the second period here at Honda Center. Jakob Silverberg scored the game's only goal 12 seconds into the second. It's still the Ducks one and the Flames nothing. Flames it on the forecheck. Monahan wrapped up by Delzato. Lindholm looking for the puck, finds it, plays it left point to Brody. He slides it across to Stone. Stone to Gaudreau. Back to the blue line to Brody. Brody shoots and Gibson makes a good left pad kick save. Here's Gaudreau to the blue line. Stone scores! an absolute howitzer off the stick of Michael Stone, who scores for the first time since March of 2018, and he ties this game at one.
It's the third time that he's had a great look, and Gibson robbed him twice earlier in the game on Rockets, but this time teed up beautifully with a screen in front. No mistake by Michael Stone, as he has tied it at one apiece.
What a game he's had tonight. A healthy scratch in the last four, and in seven of the first nine, the Flames had to send down Oliver Shillington to clear some cap space to bring up Alan Quine with a Sam Bennett injury. Michael Stone gets a chance to play, and he's made the most of it. We're back to even. Clock rolls into the duck zone. And here's the game-tying goal.
Stone, his first goal, first point of the season. Assisted by number 13, Johnny Gaudreau.
Hold on, and here comes Hanifin, and Hanifin with a shot, and it's kicked aside by Gibson.
Calgary, the goal by Stone from Gaudreau and Brody at 15:32.
Oh, Johnny Gaudreau snapping that four-game pointless streak of his. Back to the lap point, Hanifin with a shot, and it flutters wide of the net. Now it's centered in front, and Getzlaff just clobbered Quine and got away with one. Back to the right point. Hamanek, a slap shot tipped just wide by Reeder. And now here's Hanifin. He walks into the far corner, moves it down low to Jankowski. He plays it right point to Hamanek. Hamanek rims it around to the far corner to Hanifin, pinching in. Hanifin will flip it in behind the net. Getzlaff able to beat Reeder there, and he'll lift it up in the air and out, and Hamanek has Hostel back to get it. Hamanek beats Kasha to the puck. Kasha holds him up as Hamanek still manages to lift it up in the air and out to center. Larson will shoot it in from there. And now Hamanek will clear it right back out and into Ducks territory with just over 3 minutes to play in the second period of what's been a really fast hockey game here at Honda Center in Anaheim. And the Ducks and the Calgary Flames are even at one. Here's Hampus Lindholm up the middle. Raquel steps in and shoots. Good blocker stop by Talbot. Now Henrique down low to Raquel, who turns into the corner, tries to feed it in front. It bounces back to him. He shoots, and Talbot blockers that shot aside. Now for a leak, will chop it in behind his own net. Hanifin turns into the far corner with the puck and bounces it down the ice. Icing waved off as Lindholm goes back to get it. He gets bumped off the puck by Frolik and can't get it out. Raquel will collect it in the near corner for the Ducks. Plays it into the far corner. Lucic hits Manson and knocks the puck loose. But Manson gets some help as Henrique comes back defensively, and he'll lug it up the left wing side and out to center ice. Crosses the red line and flips the puck into the near corner. Anderson grabs it but can't clear it. Here's Henrique, but he gives the puck away to Zarnik. Zarnik can't get it out, though, as Richie holds it in and knocks it into the near corner. Silverberg to Richie, who fires it off the goal post. Here's Steele in the far corner now. Steele twisting and turning, protecting the puck from Giordano. Takes it back to the blue line, gives it to Fowler, who appeared to stick handle himself offside, but the linesman waves it off as Zarnik will pick up a loose puck and softly roll it down the ice. Not enough on that one for icing, so the Flames will make a change with just under 2 minutes left in the second period of this 1-1 game. Here comes Steele ahead to Terry. He plays it left wing side to Richie. Richie, a shot tipped and stopped by Talbot. And now Stone held up by Steele. Can't get the puck out. Richie battling to try to keep it in for the Ducks. It gets stuck in Lindholm's skates, and digging it free is Terry. Terry attempts a shot, but it's blocked by Stone. And now Lindholm will grab it, move it up the right wing boards to Brody, who crosses the red line with it. And he'll lob it up in the air and in behind the Ducks' net. Here's Manson. Gaudreau trying to pick his pocket, and he does. Gaudreau stick handles him behind the net, spins to get away from Manson, centers it in front. Monahan had his stick lifted right before he was about to shoot it, and the puck slides down the ice. We're into the final minute of the second period now. 1-1 the score here at Honda Center as Monahan just steamrolled Lindholm with a big open ice body check. And now the other Lindholm will shoot it in for the Flames. Another hit by Monahan and Lindholm in the near corner. Lindholm bounces off the body check but can't get it out. Elias takes it away from Hampus, but Brownie's able to clear to center for the Ducks. Hamanek will blast it in from there. Gibson out of his net, slides it left wing side to Lindholm, who plays it rink wide, but that pass is way too far for Delorier as Hanifin will grab it and move it ahead to Reeder. Reeder to Jankowski, who shoots and is stopped by Gibson. An awkward-looking save by John Gibson and Mark Jankowski, but a save nonetheless late in the second period.
I just want to stand up and clap. The last 12 minutes of this period, Derek, it reminds me of the Dallas game where every single touch, every play, every decision matters. Both teams engaged. The goalies have been excellent. An ability for both coaches to roll through their lines. That's just a great stretch of hockey. We haven't even gotten to our second commercial timeout yet.
And we're not going to. 18.3 seconds left of the period. Faceoff coming up to Gibson's right. Backlund will take it for the Flames. Getzlaff for the Ducks. And Getzlaff ties up Backlund as the puck comes free in behind the net for Larson. And he'll fire it high off the glass and down the ice. And this will be an icing call. So the Flames get another offensive zone faceoff with 10 seconds left in the period.
Following the game, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes save of the game. For every save made by a Flames goaltender this season, Shane Holmes will make a donation to Kidsport Calgary. Visit ShaneHolmes.com for the details. The save off Silverberg that could have made it 2-0. How important has that become in this game?
Ducks with a defensive zone draw. Larson shoots it off the glass and down the ice, and this time not enough on it for icing, so that'll do it for the first 40 minutes here at Honda Center in Anaheim. What an absolute pleasure to watch and call this hockey game, especially after what we watched at Staples Center in Los Angeles last night when the Kings absolutely dominated the Flames, winning 4-1, and probably could have been, should have been worse. But tonight, the Flames have certainly come to play, and following two periods here at Honda Center, they are tied at one with the Ducks on goals by Silverberg for the home team and Stone for the visiting side.
Well, tonight's game has been VIP treatment, and you are always on Co-op's VIP list of the best events in Calgary, including Flames games and Hitman games. Visit Co-op today for the hottest ticket prices in town to every home game throughout the 2019-2020 season. Cannot say enough about how entertaining and the quality of hockey that was just provided, especially in the last 12 or 13 minutes of that second period.
The Ducks used to be a big, heavy team, and they still have
some size
and some weight, but they are playing so much faster this season than they have in years, probably going back 10 or 15 years, as a matter of fact. You think about their 2007 Stanley Cup championship team, but now the Flames can play fast. They didn't last night against the Kings, but they certainly have tonight against the Ducks. So 1-1 the score through two periods of play. Flames haven't had a power play tonight. They have been shorthanded a couple of times. Their penalty kill 2-for-2 versus the Ducks power play. And powered by GSL GM City, your Truck Nation headquarters. Visit GSL GM City on the trail beside the bow or at GSLGMCity.com. Well, I can't wait for the third period, and we will bring it to you from the South Point Toyota broadcast booth here at Honda Center. Hey, don't miss the 2019 Last Chance Clearout at South Point Toyota. It's 0% financing on every vehicle and $10,000 cash back. Save up to 25% under the tower at South Point Toyota. Well, Pat Steinberg is standing by in the Basement Systems downtown studio, and he'll host our second intermission right after the break. Again, the score through two periods of play here at Honda Center in Anaheim. It is the Ducks 1 and the Calgary Flames 1. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Whatever you can imagine, Envision Custom Renovations makes it become a reality. By focusing on a true collaboration with their clients, Envision Custom Renovations are able to deliver stunning renovations, transforming every home into luxury living. They are members of the Calgary Home Builders Association, a Renomark member with the Renovators Mark of Excellence, and one of Brian Baumler's approved renovators. Discover beautiful renovations and more info at Envision Custom Renovations.
Monday, October 21st is decision night in Canada.
Turn to 660 News for in-depth coverage and up-to-the-minute results as the 43rd election comes to a close.
Your voice, your vote on the station Calgary turns to for breaking news.
660 News on your radio, your smart speaker, and streaming live on the 660 News app.
This is CFAC 960 AM, Sportsnet 960 The Fan, live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, owned by Rogers Media. Listen live anywhere at sportsnet.ca/960 or on the Sportsnet app. 2 p.m. periods are complete. Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960 The Fan. The second period intermission is on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. And always on your smart speaker, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Good tilt we've got going on in Southern California tonight. After 40 minutes of play, Flames Ducks tied 1-1 as we welcome you back to our Basement Systems downtown studio. Pat Steinberg along with you. Time for the second period summary. No scoring in the opening frame, but it did not take long in period number two for Anaheim to open things up.
Second period of play underway. Here comes Lindholm in, dropping. Silverberg shoots and scores. Just 12 seconds into the second period, Jakob Silverberg one times the puck by Cam Talbot, and the Ducks take a 1-0 lead.
Flames allowed a goal 18 seconds into the second period last night. Tonight, it's 12 seconds into the second period. Jakob Silverberg's fifth from Hampus Lindholm, and Josh Manson made it 1-0. Cam Talbot very strong in that period. John Gibson made some big stops in that period, but a couple of big saves from Talbot kept this a one-goal game and allowed the Flames to push in the latter stage of the middle frame, and that push would break through with less than 5 minutes to go.
Gaudreau to the blue line. Stone scores! An absolute howitzer off the stick of Michael Stone, who scores for the first time since March of 2018, and he ties this game at one.
March 24th, 2018, to be exact, the last time Michael Stone scored a goal. It's been more than a year and a half. Only played 14 games last year, but still, big goal for Stone. His first of the year from Johnny Gaudreau and TJ Brody at 15:32. That's why this game's all square after 40. Second period shots, 12-10 Calgary. Overall, they've got a 23-19 edge in shots. Calgary without a second period power play. In fact, still looking for their first power play tonight. Ducks go 0-1 on the power play in the second. They're 0-2 tonight, and it's 1-1 after 40 minutes of play. That's your second period summary. Stay with us during tonight's postgame show for the save of the game, brought to you by Shane Holmes. For every save a Flames goaltender makes, Shane Holmes will make a donation to Kids Sport Calgary. Go to shaneholmes.com for details. Flames 40 after 40 is up next. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
The NFL plays here. Select Sunday, Monday, and Thursday night games are on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Regular season, playoffs, and of course, the Super Bowl. The big matchups all season long. Check our website for games and times. Sportsnet.ca/960.
New England and New York coverage begins at 6.
The NFL on Sportsnet 960. Brought to you by Shank Sports Grill. Your home for the NFL. Every game, enter to win a trip for two to see Seattle take on LA, plus nightly NFL prizes, including team caps and jerseys. Shanks South and the newly renovated Shanks Crowfoot. The NFL is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Canadians don't let weather slow us down. We get out there to work, to play, in the truck that more of us drive. The Ford F-150. Built with capability to help you own every season, and smart technology that makes every job easier. Right now, get 0% purchase financing for up to 60 months plus over $8,000 in total value on select new 2019 F-150 models. Get the truck built for any season. Get your F-150 at your local Ford store or Ford.ca.
Two periods are complete. Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960 The Fan. The second period intermission is on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. And always on your smart speaker, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames and Anaheim Ducks tied 1-1 after 40 minutes of play as we welcome you back to our Basement Systems downtown studio. Pat Steinberg along with you here in intermission number two.
This is the Calgary Flames 40 after 40 with Matt Rose on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
We take a look at the career for the man currently wearing number 23 for the Flames in Brampton, Ontario's Sean Monahan. He played three seasons in the OHL with the Ottawa 67s and had back-to-back 78-point seasons in his last 2 years. That final year with Ottawa, the 67s were in a rebuilding phase after three straight division titles from 2010 to 2012, but he captained the club and would get drafted in the NHL draft sixth overall by the Flames, the highest Flames draft pick since they took Dion Phaneuf ninth overall in 2003. At the time of being selected, Monahan said he believed he was ready to jump to the NHL right away and would succeed in doing that, becoming the first junior-eligible player to make the full-time jump to the Flames roster in 33 years when Kevin Lavallee did it.
He made his NHL debut October 3rd against the Capitals and registered an assist in a 5-4 loss. His first goal came in their next contest the following night against the Blue Jackets.
Here's Stemniak into the offensive zone. The shot scores! The Flames have grabbed the 1-0 lead. It comes in front of the net, and Monahan chipping it into the goal, and the Flames take the lead of 1-0.
Monahan would go on to score 6 goals in 9 games to start his career and tucking 22 pucks that season, becoming the first rookie to hit 20 since Dion Phaneuf in 05-06 and the first rookie forward to do so since Iginla in 96-97, finishing 8th in Calder Trophy voting. The arrival of Johnny Gaudreau for the 14-15 season saw Monahan's goal totals jump to 31 while scoring 62 points and playing in 81 games as the find-a-way Flames would get into the playoffs as the third seed in the Pacific and defeat the Canucks in round 1 before losing to the Ducks in round 2. Monahan 6 points in his first 11 playoff games. He finished 5th in Lady Bing voting, 10th in Selke in his sophomore year. Then, in the final year of his entry-level deal, Monahan increased his point total to 63, but only scored 27 goals, finishing 14th in Selke voting as the Flames missed the playoffs. Still, Monahan's work over that time earned him a long-term deal with the Flames as they locked him in for 7 years on August 19th, 2016.
I came in here at a young age, and I'm still young, and it's been great. The fans are great, and I mean, I love playing here. So, I mean, Calgary's home now, and 7 more years here. So it's, I mean, it still doesn't feel real, and to have someone to commit and have that confidence in you to perform, it's pretty special.
After signing the deal, Monahan would score 27 goals for the second straight year, play in all 82 games, but only rack up 58 points, his lowest total since his rookie year, but he still hit a couple of milestones. He scored his 100th career goal in a game against the Lightning, February 23rd, 2017.
Here is Hamilton, near side to Gaudreau, turns back to the Lightning blue line, stick handles across it, spins to his right, and now gets a backhand shot off, loose puck, Monahan scores! Sean Monahan reaches the century mark, the youngest Flame in franchise history and 6th youngest active NHLer to 100 career goals, and he gives the Flames a 2-1 lead.
And a milestone goal for more reasons than one. First off, that did give the Flames a 2-1 lead. They went on to win the game 3-2. But it was also his 20th of the season on top of 100th in his career, doing so at the age of 22 years and 134 days, becoming the youngest player in Flames history to hit 100 goals, doing it 51 days less than Joe Nieuwendyk and making it 4 consecutive 20-goal seasons to start his career. The Flames would make the playoffs, but be swept by the Ducks in 4 games, although Monahan did score 4 goals and add an assist. 2017-18 saw him return to scoring 30 goals with 31 and 64 points while playing in only 74 games, but the Flames would miss the playoffs for the 7th time in 9 seasons. Monahan did hit another milestone that came maybe a little later than expected for the proven goal scorer.
Ferland, Monahan, double-team Hagen, knock it free, and Alversteeg leaves it behind the net. It's centered, puck to the blue line. Gaudreau stepping into a shot, fires it right into the face of Lear. Play continues. Monahan scores! Sean Monahan completes his hat trick. He has scored 3 power play goals in the second period. The Flames have battled back again. The score is 4-4.
And to this day, still his only hat trick coming against Philly in a 5-4 win November 18th, 2017. In the offseason, the then 22-year-old would have 4 surgeries to help with a variety of injuries, but he was ready to go for the 18-19 season and had his first point-per-game season with a career-high 34 goals and 84 points in 78 games. The Flames would bow out in the postseason to the Avalanche in round 1, but number 23 back for this season, off to a solid start prior to tonight's game against the Ducks, had 2 goals and 6 points in 9 games, but he's played in 25 games against the Ducks in his career, 17 points over that span. Didn't start out well, only 3 points in his first 10 games against the Ducks, but his last outing was a victory late last year, and he racked up 4 points, including 2 goals, and he's now on a 6-game point streak against Anaheim. As far as Flames all-time, Sean continues to climb the ladder. He's not in the top 10 for goals or points yet, but his 35-game winners is the 4th most in Flames franchise history. His 11-game winners back in 2017-18 is tied for the 2nd most in a season and just 1 shy of Joe Mullen's 12 in 86-87. He's not there yet, but with 4 more years to play on this current deal, he could become one of the most prominent scorers in Flames history when it's all said and done.
And that's why Sean Monahan is our focus tonight on Flames 40 after 40 in the Flames' 40th year in the city. We are profiling the 40 best players in no particular order that have ever suited up with a Flame on their chest. Sean Monahan, the focus tonight. And we'll do another one on Tuesday when the Flames take on the Washington Capitals. Right now, we are after 40 minutes of play. By the way, tip of the hat to Matty Rose once again for another great Flames 40 after 40. After 40 minutes of play in Anaheim, Flames and Ducks are tied at one. We'll be heading back to the broadcast booth soon, brought to you by South Point Toyota. Don't miss the 2019 Last Chance Clear Out. Get 0% on every vehicle and $10,000 cash back. Save up to 25% under the Toyota Tower. Out-of-town scoreboards up next. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
I'm Peter Maher. Something I enjoy almost as much as the hockey season is spending sunny afternoons out in my yard. Thanks to my friends at GreenDrop, my lawn and trees always look good. GreenDrop's greenkeepers make it easy for me to sit back and relax all year long. Plus, I was able to get a gift certificate for my good friend Harvey. He's not the easiest guy to buy for, you know. At GreenDrop, they're experts at looking after all of my lawn and tree care needs. Call GreenDrop today, 273-9000, or visit greendrop.com.
Sports Drive at 5 with Ryan Pinder.
Weekdays on the drive home, 5 to 6 p.m. Hockey is always big on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary Co-op Inside Hockey has the biggest story, newsmaker, or insider of the day. On the ice or off, you'll get the best from the 200 by 85 from Ryan Pinder.
On the air, online, on the Sportsnet mobile app, and always on your smart speaker.
Inside Hockey brought to you by Calgary Co-op. The beer tastes better when it's bought from the place that cheers for your team. Visit your local Calgary Co-op Wine Spirits Beer today.
Inside Hockey is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Two periods are complete. Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960 The Fan. The second period intermission is on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. And always on your smart speaker, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames and Ducks tied 1-1 after 40 minutes of play as we welcome you back to our Basement Systems downtown studio. Pat Steinberg along with you. Now the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Envision Custom Renovations. Everything final on the NHL ice tonight. Canucks get by the Rangers 3-2. That was this afternoon. Also this afternoon, Wild beat the Canadiens 4-3. Tonight, Capitals take a 5-3 win in Chicago, and a 0-0 tie after 65 minutes went to a shootout in Winnipeg. The Jets beat the Oilers 1-0 in a shootout this evening. NFL Thursday Night Football is into the fourth quarter with the Dallas Cowboys up 30-10 on the Philadelphia Eagles early in the fourth quarter right now. That is your out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Envision Custom Renovations. When you're thinking renovation, call the experts that have worked with HGTV's Jonathan and Drew Scott on the Property Brothers. For more information, check them out at EnvisionCustomRenovations.com. Heck of a game through 40 minutes so far. Ducks and Flames tied 1-1. Does that tie get broken in period number 3? We'll find out with Derek Wills and Peter Labarde is coming up next. Third period around the corner. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Tired of being pushed around? Looking for a better vehicle buying experience? Marlboro Ford is about helping you buy a vehicle, not selling you one. Marlboro Ford is about you. Right now, get the Winter Performance Package. Includes winter tires, rims, and sensors on most SUVs. Whether you want new, used, or Ford-certified pre-owned vehicles, their expert team has a no-pressure approach that's tough to beat, and they'll work for it. Visit them in person or online at MarlboroFord.com.
The third period of Calgary Flames Radio starts now. Here is Derek Wills on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Welcome back to the South Point Toyota broadcast booth here at Honda Center in Anaheim. We're following 40 minutes on second period goals by Jakob Silverberg and Michael Stone. The Ducks and the Calgary Flames are tied at one. And Lou, you know, it's a good period when you don't get to your second and third TV timeouts because the pace is so good and there's hardly any stoppages in play. And boy, was that second period a lot of fun to watch.
That's my favorite period of hockey to watch so far this season, as the Flames are in their 10th game. Went back and forth, the transition, the goaltending, a great goal by Michael Stone. It had a little of everything in it. involved two teams who are very engaged. The details have been good. A lot to like about watching that period.
Jakob Silverberg scores 12 seconds into the second period. That was the one thing not to like if you're a Flames fan. But then Michael Stone, who has a team-high four shots and five attempts tonight, scores his first goal since March 24th of 2018. Now, of course, didn't play in all that many games last season. 14 with the Flames, 3 with the Heat. Missed most of the season with a blood clot in his arm, but that one's got to feel good for the Flames, number 26.
Well, it absolutely does. And last year was basically a lost year. Only played in two games prior to tonight, and he has contributed.
Well, the puck is dropped, and the third period of play is underway. In this third period, the Flames with their road white jerseys on will move from right to left on your radios. The Ducks with their home blacks from left to right. Here's Monahan, right point to Anderson. Across the line to Giordano, who drops the puck to Gaudreau. Gaudreau will leave it left point for Giordano. Slides it across to Anderson. Anderson back to the Norris Trophy winner. Giordano shoots that shot, bounces off Manson, and just misses going in the net. Flames will hold the puck in. Gaudreau after it in the near corner, beaten there by Manson, who can't clear it. It's another opportunity, too. This time he'll work it up the middle of the ice ahead to Henrik, who skates it to center and bounces it just into Flames territory as the Ducks will back off to make a change.
Well, compare the Monahan line to start the second compared to that shift, Derek, to begin the third.
Here's Giordano, right wing side to Anderson, up the middle to Backlund. Puck ends up hopping away from him and Getzlaff touches it. He was hesitating because the Ducks had called for a hand pass.
Ryan Getzlaff zeroing in on 1,000 games in his career. 639 career assists. Tonight he's won 89% of the faceoffs. Boy, he's been a terrific player for a long time.
Became the franchise's all-time leader in games played back on October 11th, passing Corey Perry. And as you mentioned, he's seven away from 1,000. Battle for the puck in the Duck zone. And it's brought out to center by Getzlaff, who shoots it in behind Talbot's net. Talbot with a short pass into the corner to Hanifin, and moves it ahead to Backlund. He'll do some stick handling and then reverse it back to Hanifin. He gives it right back to Backlund, but he bobbles the puck. And now Getzlaff's going to play it in, and Hanifin will clear it back out. Here comes Backlund across the Ducks' line. Backlund protects the puck from Getzlaff, and now leaves it in the near corner. It ends up bouncing away from Tkachuk. Brody will race over to the right point to keep it in. Brody down low to Tkachuk, out in front. Pass from Tkachuk to Backlund, handcuffs him, and now Tkachuk will take over in the far corner again. He dances by Getzlaff. Backlund looking to set himself up in front as Hamidic tries to give him the puck, but the pass is intercepted by Holzer, who moves it ahead to Kasha, and the Ducks get called for icing.
That worked out well for the Flames because poor Travis Hamidic, who's had just a typical Travis Steady Eddie type night, couldn't get a good handle, and there was a chance for the Ducks to get away in transition, but they failed to make a good up pass, and now the Flames have a face-off in the offensive zone.
Andre Kasha, who had a career-high 20 goals and 38 points in 66 games two seasons ago, missed most of last season with a shoulder injury, but he's been dynamic at times tonight.
Not bad for a seventh-round pick.
Yeah. Holzer crosses center and shoots the puck into the near corner. Brody will take over behind the Flames net and give it to Ryan, who scurries out to center, crosses the red line, and now floats the puck into the far corner and goes racing it after it. But Fowler will pick it up and move it ahead to Steele, who plays it out to center ice to Terry. He stick handles across the Flames line. It gets poke checked by Stone. And now here's Steele centering it in front, looking for Richie, but the pass is broken up. And Lucic will softly slide the puck down the ice.
Good play by Michael Stone in the right spot to break up a potential scoring chance.
Fowler, a stretch pass ahead to Steele inside of the Flames blue line. Steele tries to give it to Terry. It ends up bouncing away from him, but right to Richie. Richie back to the blue line. Delzato with a shot. That one's punched right over the glass and into the netting by Talbot. And we've got a stoppage with almost 3 minutes gone here in the third period. And the Flames of the Ducks still tied at one.
Tickets for this season's Calgary Hitman NMAX Teddy Bear Toss on sale now. Get your tickets as soon as possible so you can be in prime throwing location. That game is December the 1st. It's a great night. If you've never been, I highly recommend it. Visit HitmanHockey.com to score your Teddy Bear Toss tickets today.
Flames win a defensive zone draw. Gaudreau leaves the puck in the near corner for the captain. Giordano with his head up. will reverse it in behind the net to Anderson. Anderson shoots it up the far side. Monahan will lock it up the middle to Lindholm, who gives it to Gaudreau with the Ducks' blue line. He stick handles it and shoots, and that wrist shot is blockered over top of the net by Gibson, and it bounces up over the glass and out of play. I suppose we should remind our listeners that the Flames are down a couple of forwards tonight.
They most certainly are. No Andrew Mangiapane, who did not make the trip. He was banged up in the game against Detroit. And then last night, in what we believe occurred in the first period for Sam Bennett, no Sam Bennett. Alan Quine called up today, and he has been on a pretty good line tonight with Jankowski and Reeder, who I think Reeder's had an excellent game so far.
Backlund wins an offensive zone draw. Hanifin will give the puck to Backlund near quarter. Larson working him over. Backlund knocked down. Will leave it for Zarnik, who plays the left point to Hanifin. Hanifin, a shot tipped by Backlund and awkwardly stopped by Gibson, who had to be quick like a cat to react to that one.
Nifty redirect by Michael Backlund, who got off the schneid last night with his first goal of the season, a penalty shot goal, the Flames only, made a stick available at the top of the circle, and Noah Hanifin fed it off it, and Gibson had to make a very alert save.
Face off to Gibson's right, Backlund versus Getzlaff. Backlund wins it. Kachuk will tap the puck left point to Hanifin. Hanifin back to Kachuk with a shot, but it's blocked by Grant, and it ricochets off his shin pad and down the ice. Here comes Hanifin up the middle, across his blue line, to the red line. He slips it left wing side to Zarnik, and he'll shoot it in behind the Ducks' net. Gibson out to get it, clears it up the far boards, not out. Hanifin will slap it in behind the net. Here's Kachuk out in front, but his pass goes behind Zarnik. And now Rowney will scoop it up and skid it up the right wing side across the Flames line. Dumps it in behind the net. Delorier tied up by Hamidek behind the net. Rowney will grab it and play it left point. Delzato was shot, blocked by Hanifin. And the Flames will send it out to center. And Zarnik will slide it just into Ducks territory. Flames making a change as Delzato will dump it in from the red line. Hamidek takes over and leaves it in the near quarter for his partner, Hanifin, who can't get it out on his first attempt. Or on his second, but now Klein's going to corral it, and he'll skate it down the ice. Crosses the Ducks line, spins, and moves it left wing side to Jankowski, who slaps it in front. Reeder on the doorstep, can't find the puck at his feet. Now Reeder will take over in the near quarter and leave it in behind the net. Jankowski centers, Quine shoots, and Fowler blocks that shot. Puck held in right point. Stone with a shot, a long one, gloved by Gibson, who holds on. And you just talked about that threesome of Alan Quine, Mark Jankowski, and Tobias Reeder, and another good shift for them.
Tobias Reeder's speed and in on the forecheck tonight has given the Ducks defense fits, and he has found a nice combination with Jankowski, who might be having his best game, and Alan Quine has looked right at home. Excellent, excellent minutes Bill Peters and the Flames have received so far tonight from that trio.
Ducks win a defensive zone draw. Manson will move the puck to Raquel, who tries to give it to Henrik, misses his Ducks teammate, and that turns into an icing call with 15:06 to play in the third period. Flames up 25-20 on the shot clock, tied at one with the Ducks on the scoreboard on second period goals by Jakob Silverberg and Michael Stone.
Giordano and the Flames back at home to the Caps Tuesday. Pat Steinberg hosts Flames warm-up at 6. Derek and I have all the action just after 7. You get to see Alexander Ovechkin and company.
Couple of home games next week before the team heads to Regina for the Tim Hortons Heritage Classic.
I can't wait.
That'll be a lot of fun, that game against the Jets under the lights next Saturday night. Here's Monahan. Fireboards to Lindholm. Lindholm will play it behind the Ducks net to Gaudreau. Gaudreau stick handling. Walks into the far quarter and drops it to Giordano, who shoots. Good glove save by Gibson.
Derek, in the second period, Johnny Gaudreau, who'd been struggling without a point in 4 games, and he has 7, he had 5 of those in the first 2 games. He made an incredible saucer pass to find Mark Giordano on the far side of the ice. I found ever since that play, he's felt way more confident with the puck. He set up Michael Stone for the Flames' only goal, and his vision right there through the seam set up Giordano for another chance.
Faceoff coming up to Gibson's right. Ryan loses the faceoff versus Getzlaff. Lucic after the puck in the near quarter has his stick held by Larson. And interesting to watch that battle between Jacob Larson and Milan Lucic tonight. Couldn't see that one coming. Lucic into the forecheck. Holzer, though, will play it in behind the net. Into the near corner to Larson, who gives the puck to Kasha. He'll clear it out. Now Getzlaff will grab it at center. Spin and bounce it right in towards Talbot's net. And Stone races back to get it. Feeds Lucic, who slides it ahead. Now gets it back from Ryan. Lucic back to Ryan, who steps in and shoots. That shot ends up getting blocked by Larson. And the puck deflects over the glass and into the netting.
Good puck movement up the ice. Michael Stone helped to start it. And an opportunity for Derek Ryan as Michael Frolik had to do everything in his power to stay onside on the rush. But good stick by the Ducks defenseman. Derek Ryan so far with a goal, two assists, and 3 points, and has certainly had a pretty good week.
Yeah, 1 point in his first six games. He's got three in the last four, if you include tonight's contest. Ducks win a defensive zone draw, and Fowler will send the puck out to center. Zarnik grabs it and reverses it to Hanifin, who wheels up the left wing side, crosses his blue line, tries to give it to Tkachuk. Pass is knocked away from him by Henrique. And now Zarnik goes flying in there on the forecheck. So does Backlund. Matt Silverberg will pick up the puck. He's got the Ducks goal in this game, and he plays it left wing side to Fowler, who skates it in. Fowler spins away from Zarnik, takes it back to the blue line, stick handles across the blue line, and plays it into the near corner. Hanifin grabs it there, but gives it away. Here's Grant out in front. His pass ends up bouncing behind Silverberg. Silverberg battling with Hamidic along the far boards. They're really roughing each other up as the Flames can't get the puck out. Silverberg backhands it right to Hamidic as Tkachuk gets taken down. Flames will settle things down as the Ducks back off the change. Hamidic directing traffic out there, gives it to Hanifin, who gives it back to his partner, who skates it up the right wing side and lifts it up in the air to the Ducks' blue line. It's gloved out by Holzer. That'll be a hand pass on the Ducks with now 13:15 to play in the third period here at Honda Center in Anaheim. Silverberg and Stone exchanging second period goals in this hockey game. And it's the Flames 1 and the Ducks 1. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Hello, Alpine Credits.
Hi, I own my home. I need money.
Approved.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I am getting you a gift.
Oh, no, you don't have to.
A cake.
No, really, no.
Maybe a plant, a nice fir.
No, no, please, you don't have to give me anything.
A date with my cousin.
Absolutely not.
You're right.
Good.
She's probably out of your league.
Right. Wait, what?
Own your own home? At Alpine Credits, we try to approve all home equity loan applications, regardless of your credit, age, or income. Alpine Credits. Homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca.
Derek Wills, voice of the Calgary Flames.
Lindholm across the blue line. Giordano, a shot. They score!
Weekday mornings, he joins Peter Klein on the 9. The game that was, the game coming up, who's in and who's out. Derek's with the team all the time. Find out the inside info on your Calgary Flames. Wills in the morning, 9:05 weekdays, right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Brought to you by SML Entertainment, making family time more exciting with pool tables, pinball, ping pong, beachcomber, and Caldera hot tubs, and more. Visit SMLEntertainment.com. Wills in the morning with Peter Klein on the 9. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary.
Following the game, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes Save of the Game. For every save made by a Flames goaltender this season, Shane Holmes makes a donation to Get Sport Calgary. Visit ShaneHolmes.com for the details. Cam Talbot has turned aside 19 of the 20 shots that he has faced, and I'm not sure any much larger than his save off of Jakob Silverberg that could have made it 2-0 back in the second period.
Shots 26-20 favoring the Flames, who have been much, much better tonight against the Ducks than they were in a 4-1 loss to the Kings last night. Locking behind the Ducks net, here's Lindholm. There's it up the fireboards, not out. Anderson pitching it off the right point. Trying to win a battle for the puck. Lindholm in there digging for it, as well as Gaudreau. But the Ducks do come up with it. And Manson will lift it up in the air and out. And now it ends up bouncing into the Flames zone where Giordano takes over. He clears it out to center. Manson will flip it in wide of Talbot's net from there. Giordano races back to get it and leaves it in the near corner for Anderson. Anderson ahead to Gaudreau. He gives it away. Richie misses from point blank range. A bad giveaway by Johnny Gaudreau, and he's lucky Nick Richie didn't make it 2-1 Ducks. There's a sharp angle shot by Richie. That one's fought off by Talbot. And now Richie's got it again. Leaves it in the far corner for Silverberg. Back to Richie with a shot kicked away by Talbot. And now Monahan will pick it up. Lifted high off the glass and out to center. Flames hurry to make a line change as Manson will take over in the duck zone. And they'll change as well. Here comes Kasha up the right wing side to center. Slides it up the left wing boards to Getzlaf. Getzlaf steps in and drops it off. And now Larson, a drive kicked away with the left pad of Talbot. Now it's centered in front. Holzer looking for the redirect from Getzlaf, who knocks it wide of the net. And now Brody will float it up the right wing boards to Klein, who gets under a check from Getzlaf. And Jankowski will pick up the puck and get it in deep. Boy, Alan Klein saw Ryan Getzlaf coming, or maybe heard him coming, and he got down and got out of the way there. Puck loose at center. Jankowski hit by Kasha as Holzer will spin back into his own zone and slide it up the right wing side to Zalzato. He crosses the Flames' blue line and shoots it in behind the net. Hamidick grabs it and gives it to Zarnik, who makes a nifty pass out to center that bounces by Tkachuk, but right to Backlund. Backlund, right wing boards to Zarnik with a sharp angle shot, partially blocked and wide off the stick of Fowler. Now Hanifin tries to give it to Tkachuk behind the net, but it hops away from him. Mikkel will take over and clear it out to center, but Zarnik takes over again. We've got a 2-on-1. Zarnik to Tkachuk to Backlund. He scores! A fantastic three-way passing play, and Michael Backlund one-times it by John Gibson. It's 2-1 Flames.
Derek, the work done on that shift by Austin Zarnik was outstanding. Stayed with the loose puck. Jumped on a turnover in the middle of the ice. Moved it quickly to Tkachuk. The turnover in the middle, the quick Austin Zarnik puck movement led to the 2-on-1. Tkachuk put it right on the tape, and Backlund made no mistake. Zarnik moved up early in the game by Bill Peters in place of Frolik. Pays huge dividends there.
11, Michael Backlund, his second goal, fourth point of the season. Assisted by number 19, Matthew Tkachuk, and number 27, Austin Zarnik. Time of the goal, 8:57.
Well, you mentioned that last night Michael Backlund snapped an eight-game goal streak to start the season, scoring what was for the team a meaningless goal on a penalty shot with 2:10 left in the third period of a game the Flames lost 4-1 to the Kings. But Lou, it had to help his confidence, if nothing else.
Well, I wondered if it might. He downplayed it in his interview with you post-game. I wasn't completely buying it. It always feels good to score.
Here's Rowney across the Flames line with a shot blocked by Hanifin. Goes wide to the far corner, and Hamidick will pick it up and lob it up in the air and into Ducks territory. Here's Holzer, right wing side to the Flames line, and Rowney will bounce it by Hanifin and in deep. Hanifin catches up to it in the near corner, clears it up the boards, but Lucic can't get it at Holzer. Centers, Grant shoots! Great save by Talbot! Derek Grant, the former Flames, had some good chances for the Ducks tonight. Hanifin trying to clear, gives it away to Laurier! Wires it off the crossbar! My goodness!
Well, the Ducks with a good bump-up shift to their own right after the goal, and the Flames, who have done a very good job of managing the puck, didn't manage it well. Milan Lucic didn't protect it well on the left-wing boards. Then Noah Hanifin on a flip-out try, he gave it away. Talbot robbed Derek Grant as a result of the first mistake, and the puck blasted by Delorey on the second turnover off the crossbar.
Faceoff to Talbot's left. Monahan wins the defensive zone draw. And Anderson will take over behind the net and give it to Lindholm, who skips it out to center. And now the other Lindholm takes over, but his pass is chopped away from Kasha. Good stick there by Elias. And now Hapus will pick it up in behind the Ducks net. He gets tripped up by Elias. The Lindholm's getting all tangled up there. We've got a Flames penalty call coming. Ducks will get their goaltender to the bench. Puck bounces off Gibson's skates as he steps through the open bench door, and that'll lead to a stoppage in play and to a Ducks power play when we come back. 9:43 to play in the third period here at Honda Center at Anaheim. Michael Backlund has the game's go-ahead goal. It is the Flames 2 and the Ducks 1. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Over the years, years, the Calgary Flames and Edmonton Oilers have had some epic battles. Provincial bragging rights always on the line. We are looking for some Flames fans to join us as we drop you behind enemy lines. That's right. Flames Radio is going to Edmonton. Come with us as we take that place over and show them what real hockey fans are all about. Steinberg and Nault are your hosts. Round trip on the Sportsnet 960 bus. Breakfast and free parking at the Wild Rose Brewery Tap Room. We stay the night in the heart of the Ice District at the brand new JW Marriott right next to Rogers Place. Lower bowl tickets for the Flames and Oilers December 27th. Afternoon show goes live from the hotel. After the game, look out. The party continues. Sign up now at newwesttravel.com. Battle of Alberta Road Trip presented by Wild Rose Brewery. Brewing quality craft beer in Calgary that fuels the hardworking Albertan. Wild Rose Brewery. Branded with character. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary. Home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. All sports radio. Flames hockey continues.
Well, the scoreboard here at Honda Center in Anaheim with just under 10 minutes to play in the third period. It is the Flames 2 and the Ducks 1. And now to get us caught up on what's happening on the Envision Custom Renovations out-of-town scoreboard, here's Peter Loubardius.
Four other games played in the NHL today. They're all final now. The Jets in a shootout edged the Oilers 1-0. The Canucks down the Rangers 3-2. The Wild get by Montreal 4-3. And Washington, the Flames' next opponent, Tuesday at Scotiabank Saddledome, upend Chicago in the Windy City 5-3. The Calgary Hitmen with another win. They down the Medicine Hat Tigers 6-3. Sunday night football. Dallas at home leading Philadelphia in an NFC East showdown 37-10 in the fourth quarter.
Ducks in the power play. Down a goal, up a man trying to tie this thing up with just under 10 minutes to go. Here's Terry. He'll swing it back to the right point to Fowler. Fowler gives it back to Terry. Terry gets forced to the near boards by Giordano and then coughs the puck up, and the Flames captain will pick it up and lifts it up in the air and down the ice.
Good decision by Reeder to force to the boards, use his stick, good body position.
Here comes Fowler up the middle of the ice, two center. And he'll bounce it off of Backlund and in behind the Flames net. Talbot out to get it. Slides it up to the near side. Jankowski battling to clear it. Does as it hops over Fowler's stick, and he'll have to chase it into his own zone. Fowler throws it up the middle of the ice to Silverberg, who's got the Ducks goal in this game. Crosses the Flames line and shoots it in. The puck ends up ricocheting into the far corner, and Henrik will knock it behind the net to Silverberg, who gets bumped by Giordano, who falls, and now Silverberg centers it. Here's Terry, top of the circle, across for Raquel, trying a one-timer, and it bounces off the heel of his stick. And now the puck's lifted over the glass and out of play.
Faceoff should come outside, I thought. Looked like the Flames cleared it off a duck stick, but apparently not, as the faceoff will stay inside the zone. And a near miss by Rickard Rakell on a good seam pass as he fanned on it, courtesy of Troy Terry, the former U.S. World Junior and U.S. Olympian.
Face-off to Talbot's right. Ducks with it. Back to the left point to Fowler, who slides the top of the near circle to Comtois. He tries a shot and has it blocked by Reeder, who continues to have a strong game. Here's Fowler from the left point with a shot. It gets through a bunch of traffic and by the goaltender, but misses the Flames' net. Now Comtois into the near corner to Steele. Back to Comtois, who tries getting it back to Steele, but Reeder picks off the pass, and now we've got a 3-on-2. Reeder, and up the left wing side, tries a drop pass, but it's intercepted, and now a 2-on-1 the other way. And up the left wing side, Steele centers, Comtois has his shot blocked by Hanifin, who may have saved the game-tying goal there. Here's Kasha, left point. Now Delzato into the far corner to the captain, Getzlaff. With 18 seconds left of the power play, it's centered, and a one-time shot off the stick of Comtois, kicked away by Talbot, and the Flames will clear it out. And now the Ducks will bring it back in. Steele, right point to Delzato with a drive off of Hamidic. And up over the glass and out of play. 5 seconds left in the Lindholm penalty.
One of those games where everything you do is magnified. Tobias Reeder, who's had a great night, isn't direct on what was a 3-on-1 shorthanded. He goes back. That leads to an odd man rush. Noah Hanifin, I believe, saved a goal with a block off Maxime Comtois, and then Comtois was robbed by the left pad of Talbot. Fabulous save by Talbot.
He has been terrific tonight. Stopped all 8 shots in relief of David Rittich last night and has stopped 22 of 23 here tonight. Here's Hampus Lindholm across the line. Manson, a drive, stopped by Talbot. And the Flames, as their penalty comes to an end, will clear it down the ice, right through the blue paint. That's icing call the Flames probably won't be too happy about. Normally, if it goes that close to the net, and that one slid right through the blue paint, they'll wave it off.
Here's the interesting thing. Lindholm just came out of the box. So the Flames have 3 center icemen. Jankowski, Backlund, who are out at the end of the penalty kill, and now Lindholm. And Lindholm on the strong side will take the draw.
Face off to Talbot's right. Lindholm versus Henrik. And Henrik wins the face off. Silverberg, left point. Lindholm across the line to Manson. He'll whip it in behind the Flames net. Just under 7.5 to play in the third period here at Honda Center in Anaheim. But the Flames lead the Ducks 2-1. Elias Lindholm will clear it out and down the ice, and icing is waved off this time. Manson will take over behind his net and leave it right wing side for Silverberg. He dangles across the red line, gets by Gaudreau, crosses the Flames' blue line, tries a pass, but it's off Lucic's leg, and the puck bounces to the Ducks' blue line. Here's Lindholm, ahead to Rakell, makes a nice move to get by Monahan in the neutral zone, and now slides it ahead to Silverberg, who brings it in. Silverberg spins and gives the puck to Rakell, far boards. Rakell to Lindholm, behind his back, Holzer steps in, Holzer centers, and Henrik redirects his pass wide. Here comes Lucic the other way, ahead to Gaudreau, trying to get away. He'll grab the puck, try to stick handle in, but he gets tripped up by Henrik, and Gibson will poke check the puck in behind his net. Ducks have had 3 power plays. Flames haven't had one yet tonight. Here's Monahan at the Ducks' blue line. He'll flip it into the far corner. Flames making a wholesale change with just over 6 minutes left in the third period. And a 2-1 lead in this game against the Ducks. Here's Kasha. A slap pass up the right wing side. Richie will chase the puck into the corner, but he's beaten there by the fast-footed Brody. Flames can't clear his Getzlaff. Stepping in with a shot, stopped by Talbot. Loose puck, and he can't grab it with his glove. Brody taken down by Kasha. It's centered in front. It bounces by Richie. Back to Delzato. Delzato to Getzlaff in front. Richie is robbed by Talbot. Another 10-bell save.
F-A-N-A-S-T-I-C. Fantastic. Oh. Fabulous save by Talbot off Nick Ritchie from 10 feet.
Maybe easier said than done, but the Flames have to tighten up a little bit here because the Ducks have had plenty of opportunities to tie this hockey game up. We'll see if they can or if the Flames will hold on to win this one in a building where they very rarely leave with 2 points. 5:55 to play in the third period here at Honda Center in Anaheim. And on a third period goal by Michael Backlund, it is the Flames 2 and the Ducks 1. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's Canada-wide clearance at GSL Cadillac. Get up to 20% off the Cadillac XT5 Luxury all-wheel drive. Was $60,195, now $46,300. Or the Cadillac Escalade all-wheel drive. Was $101,245, now $81,283. Or choose 0% financing for up to 84 months on GSL's most popular Cadillacs, the XT5 and Escalade. Hurry in now or visit GSLGMCity.com.
GSL Cadillac City on the trail beside the boat.
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings, Boomer makes everybody a little smarter.
Or at least he tries.
The research team at Sportsnet 960 The Fan works all night to get you the best and most up-to-date factoids you would never get on your own.
Unless you have to Google.
At any rate, Hey Did You Know loads you up with super interesting info for the drive into work. Hey Did You Know, brought to you by Switch Advanced Lighting Solutions. Did you know that you can follow Switch Lighting on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook for more LED trivia, project spotlight, lights and product features?
Switchlighting.ca.
Hey, did you know, with Boomer in the Morning, only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. All sports radio. Flames hockey continues.
Welcome back to the South Point Toyota broadcast booth here at Honda Center in Anaheim, where it's the Flames 2 and the Ducks 1 with just under 6 minutes to play. The 2019 inventory liquidation is on now at South Point Toyota. Get free winter tires, free remote starter, and $1,000 in free fuel under the tower at South Point Toyota. Battle for the puck in the far corner to the right of Talbot's net. Reeder comes up with the puck, and he'll skate it out to center ice. He chips it by Delzato and shoots it in. Delzato running a little interference there. Gets away with one. Now he'll pick up the puck in the near corner and fire it up the fireboards. Out to center ahead to Richie. He'll protects it from Reeder and moves it rink wide to Getzlaff. But he gives it away to Quine, and Quine will bounce it up the fireboards, and Getzlaff beats Reeder to that puck. Reeder at the end of his shift will head to the bench to make a change as Kasha comes in, tries to go outside in on Hannafin, who read that perfectly, steals the puck, and softly shoots it down the ice. Here's Lindholm, right wing boards to steal, etc. Hannafin knocks him off the puck. He bounces back to Manson, who goes far side to Lindholm, and he'll bounce it off Comtois' stick and deep into the Flame zone. Hannafin back to get it. Throws it into the far corner to his partner, Hamidic. Hamidic trying to get it out, can't. Terry steals it from him. Terry spins and centers. Comtois in. Comtois to steal, and he whiffs on a one-time try. And he had half a net to put that puck into. We're into the final 5 minutes of the third period with the Flames trying to hold on to a 2-1 lead. Hannafin will clear it up the near boards, but not out, and Gaudreau can't get it out either. Hannafin takes over again and leaves it in behind the net for Hamidic. And he'll rifle it up the fireboards and down the ice, but this will be an icing call on the Flames with 4:28 to go in regulation time.
Derek, 20-year-old Maxime Comtois, a second-round pick in 2017, started last season in the NHL, played 10 games at 7 points. Tonight is his fifth game of the season. You can understand why he was a two-time member of Canada's World Junior Team. I think he's had a fantastic game. It is unlucky not to have done more on the offensive side of the ledger.
Hamidic shoots the puck over the glass and out of play. The Ducks want a delay of game penalty. I don't think you're going to get one, but they will get an offensive zone face-off to Talbot's right. Cam Talbot, starting for just the second time as a member of the Flames, has, in my opinion, been their best player tonight.
I will echo that and go yes, yes, yes.
Well, they got one of the all-time greats up on the scoreboard here at Honda Center. Timu Solani in attendance tonight. Ducks with an offensive zone draw. Here's Fowler, left point. Now Delzato gives it to Silverberg, who shoots, and Talbot kicks that shot away. Fowler overskates the puck as he pinches in to get it. Backlund will grab it and move it across the ice to Giordano. The captain crosses center and shoots it in. Puck rims around to the near corner. Zarnik, who was bumped up to the second line early in the first period, gets in there on the forecheck. Can't come up with the puck, either can Tkachuk. Here comes Henrique the other way. Bounces one in, one of Talbot's net. Henrique catches up to it in the corner, tries to drop it to Silverberg. Puck ends up on Backlund's stick. He gives it to Giordano, but the Flames can't clear it out. At least not yet, as Zarnik will grab it and get it out. And now Giordano will step up, drag the puck a bit as both teams change, and now slap it in from center.
Looks like the Flames are down to four defensemen right now. They just had Brody and Giordano together.
Here's Steele. He'll clear the puck out to center ice, where Frohlich picks it up, tries to get it in deep and can't. Delzato knocks it down and clears it out. Now Lucic will pick it up and bring it back in for the Flames. Lucic, a shot, kicked away by Gibson. Bit of a knuckle puck there. That was a tricky left pad save for the Ducks goaltender. Here comes Terry the other way. Stick handles across the Flames line. Walks into the far corner. Does some twisting and turning and now gets shoved off the puck by Ryan. Hannafin gives it to Hamidic. Terry all over him on the forecheck. As the puck comes free for Comtois, he'll chop it in behind Talbot's net. Hannafin grabs it but can't get it out. Holzer steps in to keep the play alive. He'll move it in behind the net. His pass to Comtois is intercepted by Hamidic, though. Hamidic gives it to Lucic, who makes an ice outlet pass to Ryan. And he'll clear the puck out to center and then pitchfork it into the Ducks zone with less than 3 minutes remaining in regulation time. The Flames on a third period goal by Michael Backlund lead the Ducks 2-1 here at Honda Center. Larson will shoot the puck in from center. It takes a weird hop, and Talbot almost got caught coming out to play it. There's been some strange bounces off the stanchions tonight. Puck loose to the red line, scooped up by Reeder, who skates it in and shoots, and that shot's off Manson skating wide to the far corner. Lindholm grabs it, gives it away. Reeder out in front, can't get a shot off. Now he does, and he's stopped by Gibson.
Well, Tobias Reeder's gone so long without scoring a goal, but I can't imagine that the coaching staff wouldn't provide rave reviews outside of one bad decision on a 3-on-1 when the Flames were shorthanded. He's done all you could ask and more. Won battles, used his speed, got in on the forecheck. I think he's been the key driver of that line with Jankowski and Quine. and nearly found the back of the net to put this game away with 2:12 to go.
Face-off coming up to Gibson's right. Monahan lines up versus Getzlaff. There haven't been a lot of offensive zone face-offs for the Flames in the back half of this third period. And the Ducks captain wins this one. Here's Lindholm. Off the middle of the ice, Gaudreau applying some back pressure, picks his pocket. And now Lindholm slides it to Gaudreau, moves it ahead, and his pass a bit too far for Monahan to reach. Monahan catches up to the puck and rims it around to the far corner to Lindholm, who takes a hit from Manson and plays the puck into the near corner where Hampus Lindholm grabs it and clears it out. We're to the final 2 minutes now. Here's Hamidic, right wing side to Elias Lindholm, and he'll chip the puck in as both teams start to change. Here's Manson, who walks out from behind the Ducks net and slides it ahead to Fowler. I'll keep an eye on Gibson in that Ducks net with now a minute and a half remaining. Fowler forced to turn back into his own territory by Backlund. Now Fowler slides it to Manson. The pass a little off the mark, and Manson's got to turn back to get it. Ducks are shooting themselves in the foot here. Here comes Fowler one more time. Moves it up the right wing boards to Silverberg, who weaves his way to center and slips it left wing side to Fowler as Gibson goes to the bench and the Ducks get an extra attacker on the ice, and it is Kasha. Fight for the puck and beyond the Flames net. We're into the final minute now. Here's Fowler. Right point to Getzlaff. Getzlaff shoots. Kachuk blocks his shot. And now Fowler's got the puck. Fowler into the far circle to Silverberg. And now left point to Fowler. Fowler back to Silverberg, but it bounces over a stick to Raquel in the far corner. Raquel to Silverberg. He bounces it out in front. And now Backlund will grab it, lift it up in the air, and to the Ducks' blue line. Kachuk battling for it there falls. And here comes Silverberg the other way. Slides it right wing side to Raquel. Raquel dances in. Raquel a backhand. And he misses. We're into the final 30 seconds now. And the Flames will lift it up in the air and down the ice. Getzlaff grabs it in behind his net. The Ducks captain snaps a pass out to center ahead to Raquel. It crosses the Flames line. Raquel whips it out in front. Bouncing puck. And Richie gets his stick on it. But Talbot keeps it out.
More Cam Talbot, middle lane drive. Raquel drives wide against Giordano. Pamanik tied up Richie's stick relatively well as he went to the net. And Talbot right there on the short side to get the pad down and then alertly grabbed onto the rebound.
And the Ducks have taken a timeout with 11.1 seconds left in the third period. No goals in the first period. One aside in the second, Jakob Silverberg scores 12 seconds in, and that's 24 hours after the Flames gave up a goal 16 seconds into a 4-1 loss versus the Kings. So not a good start to the second period back-to-back nights, but Michael Stone gets that goal back with his first of the season. That made it 1-1 through two. Michael Backlund with the only goal of the third period, his second in as many games, and that's the go-ahead goal tonight as it's the Flames 2 and the Ducks won late in the third here at Honda Center.
Just been a great hockey game. A lot to like. Ebbs and flows. Both teams have had their turn. Goaltending has been superb, especially by Cam Talbot. See if the Flames can reel this thing in.
They found a lot of interesting ways to lose games in this rink. Hopefully it doesn't happen again tonight. Face off to Talbot's left. It's Jankowski versus Getzlaff. Jankowski wins it, but Getzlaff grabs the puck. Getzlaff being held up by Lindholm, slides it to Silverberg, but he has his stick lifted, and the puck comes free in the near corner. Henrique, right point to Fowler with a shot, turns into a pass, Kasha shot, and time runs out on the Ducks tonight. Cam Talbot, the star of the show for the Flames, as he stops 29 of 30 shots for his first win with his new team. And for just the second time in their last 30 visits to Honda Center, the Flames will leave this house of horrors with a pair of points. They defeat the Ducks by a final score of 2-1.
A wonderful game of hockey. And Cam Talbot, who the last time he played in this building, turned aside all 39 shots he faced. Well, tonight he gives up just one. Turns aside 29 of 30, and when his team needed him the most in the back half of the third, one word, brilliant.
Well, the Flames find a way to salvage this road trip to Southern California. You said it earlier. I'll say it now. I think they were embarrassed by how they played against the Kings in a 4-1 loss at Staples Center in Los Angeles last night and responded beautifully here at Honda Center in Anaheim tonight, defeating the Ducks 2-1. So the Flames will head home with a 500 record on this road trip at above 500 in the win-loss column of the season as they improved to 5-4-1.
And just their second road win of the season. This was an excellent response in the area that mattered most tonight, Derek. The work. The work was good. And I didn't really see anybody that suffered in that category tonight. And that's generally about all you can ask for. And certainly, I think, was absolutely essential after last night, where the work wasn't up to this team's standard.
Well, lots to talk about in the postgame show tonight. Before we send it to Pat Steinberg, a couple of things to get through, namely special teams. And something else that was impressive about this Flames victory over the Ducks tonight, the fact that the Flames didn't have a single power play in the game, but their penalty kill came up big. The Flames go 3-for-3 on the penalty kill, powered by GSL GM City, your Truck Nation headquarters. Visit GSL GM City on the trail beside the bow or at GSLGMCity.com. It'll be a happy flight home to Calgary for the Flames tonight as they defeat the Ducks here at Honda Center in Anaheim 2-1, the final score. Pat Steinberg standing by. He is in the Basement Systems downtown studio and will host our Better Business Bureau postgame show and then the overtime call-in show, which are coming up next. Once again, the final score here at Honda Center in Anaheim, the Flames 2 and the Ducks 1.